people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
In the U.S., someone is sexually assaulted every 2 minutes. 80% of victims are under the age of 30. The SASA Crisis Center defines sexual assault as any form of sexual contact that is unwanted and not consensual. Our services for sexual assault victims include legal and medical advocacy, support groups, and information about safety planning. We are here to support victims as they work through all the emotions and issues that come with an assault. Contact the SASA Crisis Center hotline at 402-463-4677 or log on to sasacenter.org.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
There's never been a better time to buy during the Mohawk Colors of Spring flooring sale going on now at Boar's Floors in Hastings. Save on Mohawk flooring with the best prices of the season and receive no interest financing too. Ask Boar's Floors for details. Boar's Floors has Mohawk carpet, tile, laminate, and wood. Spring into Mohawk savings at Boar's Floors, 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings. Call 464-463-5667.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day in the dugout with a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good morning. Welcome to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. It's day number two of the GPAC Championships here in Sioux City as Hastings gets set to take on Mount Marty in this first ball game today. Coach, a 1-1 effort for you yesterday, beating Concordia and then losing last night to Midland. Just your feelings on day one?
Well, the outcomes really weren't in doubt. We played much better than Concordia in game one, and Midland certainly outplayed us in game two, so it wasn't a deal where you got down to the sixth or seventh inning and one play or one decision made the difference. But we were disappointed with how we played last night, but Midland played great, and we're going to regroup today and know who we got if we keep winning. We're Mount Marty now, and if we win this, we know we got two falls either this afternoon or tonight. So we still got some arms rested and hope they can come out and throw like they're capable of, and that'll give us a chance to win, we think.
The feeling on the baseball team, nationally with the national tournament, is your safety net? You get a feeling on the team today?
Well, not really. You know, yesterday, what I was worried about really happened in the second game, not the first game, and that I felt we were a little flat. And I thought it really happened. Once Midland took the lead from us, I felt we really kind of got flat. And, of course, I was worried about that happening in the morning, and it didn't at all. But what happened in the morning, of course, is Kirby came out, the first two innings, shut him down, and then Jeff got the home run in the top of the second, I think it was, and that kind of set the tone for us, and then we were off and running. That wasn't the case, and, you know, you would hope that in a tight game with a rival like Midland, you'd still reach down, even though there's more at stake for them than there is for us. You would still like to have your guys reach down and play a little differently than we did yesterday. But, again, Midland deserved to win. They played much better than us, and they look like they're poised to make a run, and we just hope we're around tomorrow to see if we can do something about it.
One thing that has been constant for us has been the starting pitching, despite a 1-1 record yesterday. Good starting pitching in both games.
Yeah, you know, there was nothing wrong with the way A.J. threw. They had a good game plan against them, and it was a situation with the wind blowing in the way it was that to get to two or three runs is going to be huge yesterday because nobody was going to get a walk and a home run in that second ball game yesterday with the way the field was playing. So it was a good game plan by them. I'm surprised more people don't do that against A.J. in terms of hit and run because he's around the plate, bunt. They really put the pressure on us with the bunting game. And, of course, you got to get your leadoff guy on in order to do that. And if you can't, that kind of takes away the bunting game. Those are things that we like to do. You know, they're the one team that can really match us in that style of game, which we've kind of become accustomed to and had some success with. So, you know, Mount Marty played a couple of high-scoring games yesterday. And so it could be a much different ball game today, and you know, the wind conditions will also play a factor, but we'll have to see how it turns out.
Those Hastings and Mount Marty here today. We go to 9-inning ball games today, but we have a pretty well-rested bullpen, don't we?
We do. We just warmed one guy up for a little bit yesterday. So, you know, and we'd like to get him some work. I mean, even if we would drop this game or this afternoon's game, we would like to get a couple of those guys some work, because at this point in the season, you don't want to go 2 weeks without throwing live in a game. And to bring guys in on Monday and have them throw live in a non-adrenaline situation in practice, that's a tough deal. So, you know, our first priority is to win this game this morning. Our second will be to make sure if we find an opportunity to get Ives and Land some work. And obviously we hope we can win and get LeMaster some work tonight and as we look ahead to next week.
John Rivera, good ball game yesterday. Came up with three hits in the two ball games, several RBIs in there.
Swung the bat well. You know, John did not probably have as good a conference season as he would have liked in terms of numbers and things like that. We still think he's a guy that can do a lot of damage. At times has a tendency to overswing, but, you know, yesterday the hard hit balls he had were line drives. I mean, the three hits he had, none of them were cheap. They were three very solid line drives. And the one in the morning came at a big time, gave us a little cushion, even though we had a lead, gave us a little bigger cushion. And then at the time, he got on in the second inning against Midland. That was a time where I think if we could have got a run lead, that would have really changed the complexion of the game and what they were doing, but we just weren't able to move them around.
Probably see pitchers 3-4, maybe 5 today in our ball games. We're going to have to score some more runs today.
Well, yeah, and I think everybody's going to be in that boat. I mean, you know, Doan did not throw their number one, but just about everybody else, I'm assuming, threw one and two that I was able to see. So we're all in the same boat right now because we've all played the same number of games. When you start moving to tonight and tomorrow, then you're going to start seeing teams not playing the same amount of innings. Even tomorrow, maybe not playing the same number of games. So that really changes the aspect of your pitching staff. But we've always tried to be a team that feels we can win with any guy that we put there on the mound. We don't want to be one of those teams that feels we have to bring our number one back. And, of course, we don't this week because we have the safety net. But even last year, if you remember, the championship game was our fifth game in 3 days. We didn't throw one of our four starters. We didn't bring them back. Some of them wanted to, but I just didn't think that was the right thing to do. And I wanted to feel like we have a better chance to win with a healthy five than we do with a short-rested one or two. And that's the philosophy we take, but not everybody does that.
Okay, it's Mount Marty today. We'll come back and talk about the Lancers as our pregame show continues after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Back with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bowlby. It's Hastings and Mount Marty here, day number two of the GBAC championships in Sioux City. Coach, the team today, we knocked off this team twice, 7-0 and 1-0 during the regular season. Just your feelings on the season.
Well, you know, obviously they're a different team. They put up big runs last night against Northwestern. Now, Northwestern helped along some walks. So a key thing for us is we can't beat ourselves some walks and errors. That's really been, you know, when the big innings have occurred so far in the tournament, it's been walks and errors that have led to that. And so we got to stay out of that situation. You know, even though we beat them 7-0 in the first game of the doubleheader 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was much closer than that for quite an extended period of time. So I'm anticipating another tight game. I'm not sure who they're going to throw. You know, in the league setup now where you play everybody one doubleheader, you don't see everybody. And, you know, you often see somebody you haven't seen either that year or maybe even haven't seen the year before. So I'm not sure who they're going to throw, but what we got to do is hope we can strike early and then Williams can pound the strike zone and put some pressure on.
You talk about our defense. We had a pretty good game against Concordia yesterday and not so good against Midland last night. Threw the ball around a little bit.
Had a great game against Concordia, and you're right. You know, it really hurt us. They executed a beautiful hit and run, and then we make an error in right field and allow a guy to go first to home on a hit and run. And the guy got on by virtue of an error to begin with. And even some of the outs we got were shaky. It never felt like we were really in a groove defensively. You know, offensively, it's more obvious to people if you're in a groove or not. Pitching is more obvious to people if you're in a groove or not. But even as a coach, when you're sitting in a dugout, you can feel if you're comfortable defensively. And I just never felt like we were comfortable, even though we still made some plays. You just felt like that error could happen at any time that could bust the door open.
Colton Williams, we get this start for us here in game one.
Yeah, Colton through Saturday against Doan through 4+, through pretty good. He's been pretty solid for us all year. And, if he can move the ball in and out like he does when he's on and throw three pitches for strikes, he can be a tough pitcher. And right now the wind is not blowing out, so that could mean runs are at a premium, or it could mean whoever flinches first defensively or control-wise is going to be at a disadvantage. So I'm hoping for a good outing out of him. I think he's ready to go. And, if he's not, we got Eisen Land in the pen who did not throw yesterday. So we feel we have the arms. We have good enough arms to still do some damage in this tournament, whether our gloves and our bats will allow us to do that.
Okay, good.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bowie, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups, play-by-play description. Up next, Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1240 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Summer classes start May 23rd. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program, or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's 36 career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices. Central Community College.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
This is Jim.
Hello.
Jim is happy.
Yep.
Because his wife is happy.
Love my wife.
That's because Jim shops at Aaron Sales and Lease.
Every time.
On South Burlington next to Sun Martin Hastings. Jim just purchased his wife.
Oh, a couple of new TVs, computer.
How could you afford all that?
Well, I did the math. Nobody beats Aaron.
With 120 days, same as cash. 12, 18, or 24-month lease ownership programs. And a $100 low price guarantee. Do the math. Nobody beats Aaron's.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve, 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals, May 20th and 21st.
Everyone at Five Points Bank of Hastings sends a hearty congratulations to the entire class of 2011. Five Points Bank at Hastings is a proud supporter of the youth and young people in the area. Best wishes, seniors, from Five Points Bank in Hastings. Congratulations to the Kennesaw High School graduates and to all the area graduates from everyone at the Haven Home of Kennesaw. You have accomplished so much, and now is the time to follow your dreams. Compassion, comfort, care. This message from Haven Home of Kennesaw. Big Brothers Big Sisters is holding their annual Root for Kids' Sake flower sale this Mother's Day weekend. Friday 10 to 7, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 2. Stop by the Hastings High School at 14th and Burlington to purchase a hanging or sitting basket. All proceeds benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hastings, serving Adams, Clay, and Webster counties. The weather is perfect, so bring Mom out to the Big Brothers Big Sisters Root for Kids' Sake flower sale this weekend at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Celebrate Mother's Day the OK Cafe way with Mother's Day Sunday Buffet. This Sunday, the OK Cafe will be serving buffet from 11 to 2 with baked ham, roast beef, grilled chicken, shrimp, salad bar with all the fixings, and homemade desserts. The OK Cafe will also be serving breakfast on Mother's Day morning, but from 7 to 10 only, no exceptions. Large groups are welcome and reservations are greatly appreciated. It's the Mother's Day Sunday Buffet. Call 402-461-4663 for your reservation.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here in Sioux City. We're still at top half of the first inning. Hopefully we got the phone problems worked out here. Mount Marty has got the first two guys going down on strikes. That's Roach and Livermont. This is Jason Schmidt up there next for the Lancers. His batting average on the season was at .364. Mount Marty is a team, pretty good hitting ball club here. We're going to be facing their batting average as a team is at .296 all season long. So Colton Williams, again, the starter for Hastings. In this first ball game today, Jeff Hobbs is behind the plate. So a good start here for Colton Williams. He was the guy that was on the mound on this Saturday when Hastings College locked up the GPAC regular season championship with that big run over Doan down in Crete. So coming to the plate will be Jason Schmidt. He's a left-handed hitter here. Colton Williams for Hastings. His overall record is sitting at 4 wins and 2 losses on the season. He's got one save. He has thrown 45 and a third innings for Hastings College this year, giving up 35 hits and 23 runs, 12 of those earned, 17 base on balls and 44 strikeouts, 2.38 is his earned run average, and teams are batting just .208 against him. So after a couple of strikeouts, he's going to walk Jason Schmidt here, and coming up next is going to be Jared Miller. Miller has got a batting average of .376 on the season for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Again, the Lancers coming in a mark of 19 wins, 26 losses, on the season. They finished 9-13 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are the number 7 seed here in this GPAC tournament. Hastings College has beaten this team twice already this season, winning by scores of 7-0 and 1-0 in a doubleheader played in Yankton, South Dakota earlier this season. Hastings College, of course, the number 1 seed here, but the Broncos losing yesterday in the second ball game to Midland by the score of 4-1. So we're back at the first sight of our ball game yesterday. We're back at Sioux City North High School here for this ball game this afternoon, the elimination ball game, 3:20 down the lines here, 4:02 to straightaway center field. Jeff Hobbs had a home run here yesterday. Jared Miller, your batter, is another left-handed hitter working against the right-handed thrower for Hastings here this morning in Colton Williams. There's a swing and miss. And the Mount Marty Lancers go down to a good first inning there for Williams as he is in the groove here early with 3 strikeouts and a walk. Mount Marty, nothing across the plate, no runs, no hits, and no errors, and one man left on. We have played a half an inning here in Sioux City here today with a score of Mount Marty nothing, Hastings coming to bat.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve, 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals, May 20th and 21st.
Summertime and the living is easy, especially if you live at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village. Come to our open house Sunday afternoon, May 15th from 1 to 3, and we will show you how easy it can be. Among the variety of apartments that are available, there is one just right for you. Take a tour of the new apartments in the village gardens as well. Come by the community center to get tour information. I'll see you at the village open house Sunday, May 15th from 1 to 3.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Mount Marty unable to score in the top half of the first inning. We go to the bottom of the first here for Hastings College. These ball games scheduled for 9 here today as we go to a 9-inning ball games on the second day. The pitcher for Mount Marty today is going to be Josh Inquest. His ERA is sitting at 4.58 on the season. His overall record at 1 win and 4 losses. He has thrown 35 and a third innings, giving up 33 hits and 25 runs, 18 of those earned, 16 base on balls, 25 strikeouts, and teams are batting .243 against him. Mount Marty yesterday being beaten by Doan in the first ball game, 11-1 in 5 innings, and then last night knocking off Northwestern by the score of 13-8. Jared Miller at first base for Mount Marty. Jason Livermont at second base. Jason Schmidt will be at shortstop, and Ross Heine will be at third base. Inquest on the mound with Josh Winandy behind the plate. Out of the outfield for the Lancers today, Justin Kemp will be out in left field. Nathan Roach will be out in center, and Dylan Lamley will be out in right field. Batting order for Hastings College, pretty much the same as we had yesterday. Decker Brown leading off. He's out in left field today for Hastings. Daniel Nealon, the second baseman, will bat second, and A.J. Clark at third base. Jeff Hobbs, who had a home run yesterday here on this field, will bat fourth. John Rivera will bat fifth, followed by John LeMaster, Mack Land, Sonny Huey, and Zach Nelson. So Hastings now batting here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos. This is an elimination ball game of the GPAC tournament here today. The two undefeated teams so far in the tournament, Midland and the University of Sioux Falls, are playing at Lewis and Clark Park here today. We understand in the sixth inning of play, Midland has got the lead over Sioux Falls by the score of 8-1. There's a chopper towards short, and it's going to be fielded there and over the first base, and Decker Brown is retired in the play. So a nice play by Jason Schmidt at shortstop to retire the leadoff man for Hastings, Decker Brown. That's going to bring up Daniel Nealon next. So Hastings will play Sioux Falls in the second ball game, but the Broncos can win today. But depending on how Sioux Falls does in that ball game with Midland will determine the time. If Sioux Falls loses that ball game, Hastings wins here. Hastings would play in a 4 o'clock ball game at Lewis and Clark Park, so it would be a short turnaround for Hastings for game number 2 if we can win this, baby. If Sioux Falls is able to win that ball game over Midland, we will play tonight at 7:30, also at Lewis and Clark. So Hastings needs to take care of business here in this first ball game and maybe advance into another elimination ball game tonight in this double elimination tournament. This is Daniel Nealon at the plate next for Hastings College. Nealon so far in the tournament is 2 out of 5 at the plate. He's been hit by a pitch. He has scored a run, and he has struck out in the two ball games yesterday. So Daniel Nealon steps in there. Right-hand side, there's a chopper again, this time towards second base. Fielded there by Livermont. He gets it over the first base just in time against Daniel Nealon down here at the bag. So 2 up, 2 down for Hastings in the bottom half of the first inning. That's going to bring up A.J. Clark next. Clark had a season batting average of .311, but so far in the tournament, he's at this one base hit. 1 out of 5 from the plate in the two ball games yesterday. Had a couple of strikeouts. He walked once and scored a run. He will bat here from the left-hand side. The switch-hitting A.J. Clark comes to the plate here for Hastings with a right-hander on the mound in Inquest. And the first pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to A.J. Jeff Hobbs would be next for Hastings. 2 men out here in inning number 1. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos. There's a hard-hit ball. It's going to be in the right field for a base hit. Line on by the first baseman in the right field there. Miller gave an effort there at first base but couldn't come up with it. And A.J. Clark gets his first base hit of the ball game here this morning. As that one goes into right field for a base hit. That's his second hit for Clark in the tournament so far. And that's going to bring up Jeff Hobbs next. So Jeff Hobbs will come to the plate. He had a home run yesterday at this field over the fence in left field. That's his only home run or so base hit so far in this tournament. He is 1 for 5. He's walked a couple of times. He's scored 2 runs. He's got 1 RBI. .331 was his batting average during the regular season that led the team. So Hastings with a base runner here in the bottom half of the first inning. And here's the pitch by Inquest. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 0-1 to Jeff Hobbs. John Rivera will follow him. 62 degrees here this morning in Sioux City. Partly sunny sky. Winds blowing out of the southeast at about 13 miles per hour. There's a throw over the first base. Not in time. Diving back in there was the base runner for Hastings. That's A.J. Clark. So 61 degrees or 62 degrees and maybe a threat of a rain shower later on today, but another pleasant day, a bit on the breezy side here in Sioux City today, actually blowing in on the hitters at Sioux City North High School. That's where we're at here today for this elimination ball game. Again, Jeff Hobbs up to the plate. We've got A.J. Clark down here at first base for Hastings. And the count at the plate is at one ball. There are no balls and one strike. Here comes the second one, and the plate is going to be in there for a strike on Hobbs. So he falls behind now at 1-2. Rivera next, then John LeMaster as Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the first inning. Taking his lead down here at first base is going to be A.J. Clark. Holding him on defensively will be Jared Miller. And Josh Inquist on the mound here for the Lancers in this elimination ball game. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be popped up toward right field. Coming on is going to be Lambly. And Lambly is going to drop the baseball. It's going to be in fair territory. Over the third base on the play is going to be A.J. Clark. And pulling up at second will be Jeff Hobbs. That was right in the glove of a right fielder, Dylan Lambly, come over toward the line. It was in shallow right field. It popped out of his glove right in front of us here. And A.J. Clark moves over to third base on the play. Jeff Hobbs is at second. Now he's going to be run for here by Connor Thomas. So an error is going to be chalked up there on the right fielder for about Marty Dylan Lambly. That may be popped right out of his glove here on the foul line. So a big error on the Lancers with two men out in the bottom half of the first inning. Hastings has now got base runners at second and third base. A nine-inning ball game for us today here in this elimination contest. Hastings batting in the bottom of the first. John Rivera comes to the plate now for Hastings. He had a big day yesterday. Rivera had three base hits in five trips to the plate. Hit by a pitch. He walked one, scored three runs, and had an RBI. In fact, he had the most hits out of anybody on the Bronco roster yesterday. So Rivera with a chance to do some damage here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score between the Lancers and the Broncos. There's a base hit down the line, but it's going to be in foul territory. Just foul down the left field side. So Rivera now has a count on him of no balls and one strike. John LeMaster would be next. Then backland. Hastings trying to do some damage here in inning number one. And now the head coach for Mount Marty is going to come out and have a little conversation with his catcher, Joshua Nandy, and also his pitcher, Josh Inquist. So a conference on the mound here in this first inning. Mount Marty trying to shut the door here as Hastings has got runners at second and third base after the error on the right fielder, Dylan Lambly. So a short conference, and Josh Inquist will stay out there. John Rivera will dig back into the right-hand side here. Hastings College threatening here in the bottom half of the first inning against the Lancers of Mount Marty in this elimination ball game of the GPAC Championships in Sioux City again today for day number two. Here comes the next pitch on Rivera. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count now with one ball and one strike to Rivera. He had a season batting average of .264. For Big John as he steps back in there, takes his spot in the right-hand batter's box, and now Inquist looks in for the sign. He's got it. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. And it is now two balls and two strikes on John Rivera. Again, three base hits for him yesterday. A little base hit here would put the Broncos out on top here. Runners are sitting at second and third base. Broncos with a hit and an error so far here in this first inning of play. Got two runners in scoring positions as they take their respective lead to the bags at second and third. Inquist looking for the full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. A strikeout, but the catcher drops the third strike, and he fires it down to first base. Actually hits it. John Rivera in the back coming down the line, and a run is going to come in and score. The catcher, Joshua Nandy, throws the ball down the line, and it hits John Rivera right in the back going down the line. And Rivera is going to be safe at first base despite striking out of the ball game, and a run is going to score. A.J. Clark moves in from third base to score for the Broncos. Connor Thomas running down to third base on the play. And now the home plate umpire is going to come out and talk with the base umpire about that play. John Rivera strikes out in the ball game. The catcher, Joshua Nandy, drops the third strike. Rivera takes off down the line at the first base. The catcher, Winandy, tries to throw it down to the first baseman, Jared Miller, and hits Rivera right square in the back. Rivera is safe at first base. A run comes in to score, makes it 1-0 Hastings. And now the head coach for Mount Marty is going to come out and have a little conversation here with the home plate umpire. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So now the home plate umpire is going to come out and try to figure this baby out. As of now, the Broncos have a run in. Now we're going to have a major conference out here as the home plate umpire and the head coach for Mount Marty going to come out and talk to the base umpire about that play. We've got runners right now sitting at first and third base with A.J. Clark in. An apparent run here for Hastings, but the conversation will continue. Hastings with a chance to grab the lead here as this conversation continues. The late games last night in the GPAC tournament for baseball. Sioux Falls beat Doan by a score of 5-4. Midland again with a win over Hastings 4-1. Mount Marty all over Northwestern yesterday by a score of 13-8 in their second ball game. And then Morningside beat Concordia by a score of 2-1. The schedule today, Midland is playing Sioux Falls. That ball game well underway at Lewis and Clark Park. In fact, at last check, it was in the sixth inning, and Midland had the lead over Sioux Falls by a score of 8-1. Hastings playing here against Mount Marty. Then at 12:30 today, it'll be Doan against Morningside. The elimination games will continue throughout the day today. Championship day is scheduled for Saturday at Lewis and Clark Park. So now the official is going to try to figure this thing out. In softball yesterday, Hastings split two games. Morningside beat the Broncos by a score of 5-2. And Hastings came back and won the elimination ball game over Northwestern 8-4. So the Hastings College softball team is playing Dort in an elimination ball game coming up at 2 this afternoon. So we got a major conference going on here on the field. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. We're going to take a break, and we'll try to sort things out when we come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721. Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here in Sioux City today as the conference continues. I don't know if we've ever been involved in a major decision like this in a long, long time. They've held up play here several minutes here in this ball game as the home plate umpire, both base umpires are discussing things. And now it looks like Mount Marty has entered off of the field. And now Jim Bobey says, hey, wait a minute. Jim Bobey is now out on the field. And now Jim Bobey is not happy. He is screaming out here to both base umpires out here for Hastings College. And it looks like it's an apparent out on Hastings. The run is taken off of the board here in this first inning of play. So the inning is over. Mount Marty is already off of the field. John Rivera is sitting down here at first base. Still over at third base is Connor Thomas. And Jim Bobey is not a happy camper out there right now. The first inning apparently over for Hastings, and the run has been taken off of the board. So no runs in that first inning for Hastings on one base hit, one error on Mount Marty. And the Broncos are going to have one man left on base. So a strange beginning to the baseball game here today. One inning in the books. We'll take a break with a score. Mount Marty nothing, Hastings nothing.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The spring blowout sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
CPI.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Sioux City, believe it or not, this discussion is continuing. Right now we have nobody on the field. Donner Thomas finally walking off from the third base. Again, to bring it up to date there, John Rivera struck out here in the first inning. The catcher dropped the third strike. John took off. That is legal. He heads down to first base. The catcher throws the ball down the line and hit John in the back of the back. In his back, ball goes tumbling over here in the foul territory. In the meantime, Rivera is safe on the bag at first. And in the meantime, A.J. Clark comes in to score for Hastings to make it an apparent 1-0 lead for the Broncos. And then the conversation started there as we've had all kinds of major discussions out there, and it continues here. Hastings College is off of the field. And the Lancers also sitting in their dugout. We're in the bottom half of the first inning, gang. This all starts in the bottom of the first. Scheduled for 9 here today. Jim Bobey, whatever he was arguing, is not a happy camper. He came back to the Hastings College dugout and slammed his helmet down here in the dugout right below us. And this discussion is continuing, if you can believe that. Somebody's got to make a decision here, gang. Somebody make a decision. Let's get the ball game underway again here in the second inning. The Broncos apparently had a 1-0 lead and runners at first and third base when this thing has started, and this discussion is continuing right below us. So we've got the commissioner of the GPAC, Corey Wester, also involved in the discussions down there with the home plate umpire and Coach Bovey and the rest of the gang down here. So right now, this is like a rain delay with no rain. We're going to take another break here as this discussion continues. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
This morning, I heard my mom's favorite song on the radio. It made me think of all the great times we've shared and how she's always been there for me. Thinking about her made me smile. Hi, this is Dave from Bob Sass Flowers. Show mom how special she is by sending her a bright spring bouquet or a beautiful blooming plant from Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers, and happy Mother's Day from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. You know, I can always count on Mom and Bob Sass Flowers.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve, 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals, May 20th and 21st.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Sioux City, you're listening to Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. This discussion continues as now all the umpires are sitting near the bag at first base continuing to discuss the play. Both teams are sitting in the dugouts right now. Obviously, this is not the first time that an incident like that has happened, but they're having a major problem trying to discuss what's transpiring out there as we continue to wait here for Hastings College and the Mount Marty Lancers. So, again, the game's going on today. Midland is playing Sioux Falls over at Lewis and Clark Park. That's where we're headed next if Hastings can grab a win here today. Midland at last check had an 8-1 lead over Sioux Falls. Hastings playing here against Mount Marty, Doan against Morningside in the 12:30 ball game today. Elimination ball games continue at 4 and at 7:30 tonight in the championship game. This double elimination tournament is set for tomorrow. Hastings College has got a safety net, so to speak. The Broncos don't absolutely have to win this tournament to move on to the national tournament. We are already there. Broncos winning the regular season championship during the year, and Hastings will be playing in the national tournament next week. The NAIA will be determining where Broncos will be heading on Sunday. So we'll know the fate of the Broncos coming up on Sunday. All possibilities, Oklahoma City being mentioned, Lubbock, Texas being mentioned for the Broncos playing the national tournament next week. Also in Paducah, Kentucky, one of the sites, and another site is going to be Los Angeles, California. So the Broncos will know on Sunday where we're going to be playing next week. That tournament will run beginning on Thursday in the NAIA national tournament. There will be five teams in nine different pods, so to speak, around the country to determine the College World Series participants. That'll be in Lewiston, Idaho this year. So if you can believe this, this discussion is lingering on. Now they got both coaches out again at home plate discussing things with the home plate umpire and one of the base officials here today at Sioux City North High School. So we're going to take another break. We're kind of in a delay here in this first inning as Hastings College apparently had a run in here in the first. And as of now, nothing has been chalked up on the scoreboard as this discussion continues. We'll take another break. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
They say a dollar can't buy anything these days. Who says that? I'll tell you who. Some sourpuss who's never been to Royals Buck Night. That's right, Royals Buck Night. This Friday at 7:10, where you can get a hot dog, small Pepsi product, or peanuts for just a dollar each. And if that's not enough bang for your buck, there's a fantastic Fireworks Friday show after the game.
Presented by Hy-Vee and Pepsi.
So, buck up, KC. Get your tickets to catch every major league moment. Call 1-800-6-ROYALS, visit royals.com, or your local Hy-Vee store.
This is the sound of a Yellow Book print ad working for Rincon Vista Veterinary Center.
Drop it. Ching.
And Yellow Book search engine marketing working for their business.
Next.
Ching. And a yellowbook.com online video ad running smoothly. The thing is, with Yellow Book's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses like Rincon Vista Veterinary Center can hear the sound of success. Yellow Book 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to reserve 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals, May 20th and 21st.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in Sioux City as the conference continues. I have never, ever seen a delay like this to make a call in the first inning of a nine-inning ball game here today. We are approaching, we're almost a half an hour old so far here in this ball game. If the Broncos win this, baby, it appears right now we'll be playing again at 4 o'clock at Lewis and Clark. Across the way here in Sioux City, we're going to be lucky to make that. As this discussion continues, we're still in the first inning of this ballgame. Again, if you're just joining us, it all happened in the bottom of the first. John Rivera strikes out. Catcher drops the third strike. Rivera takes off, heads toward first. The catcher throws the ball down the line, hits him in the back. John is safely aboard at first base. The ball trickles over here into foul territory. As all that happened, we had A.J. Clark at third base. He comes home, scores for Hastings, and the discussion continues. That's when it started right there. And now we've got the commissioner of the GPAC out here. We've got the home plate umpire discussing things. Now Jim Bovee and the two coaches, Jim and the head coach for Mount Marty, they're talking to a home plate umpire at the home plate, and now we might be getting something resolved here. We've got two coaches, three umpires, the commissioner of the GPAC out here, also officials here from Briarcliff, who's hosting the tournament here this weekend out on the field as well. And now, when in doubt, you call someone who knows. You get your cell phone out, and you call somebody who can maybe make a decision. So this is absolutely unbelievable. We are in the bottom of the first inning, and all we can do is here is pay another bill. We'll take another break. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. You and your family can rely on our compassion and attention. We help you celebrate your loved one with an uplifting, hopeful remembrance. And we can ease the burden on your loved ones by helping you plan a prearranged, affordable, personalized service. At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Just a few facts you should know about Custom Pack. We've been a family-owned and operated business for 64 years. We buy from local producers so we can verify our source of supply, and we will never compromise quality for any price ever. You can use our expertise with old-fashioned, face-to-face customer service. Where do you get that these days? We are here to help you. Phone ahead or stop by. Custom Pack in Hastings.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals May 20th and 21st.
1230 KHAS.
Okay, I think we're going to get something resolved here. It appears that everything that happened there in the first inning, they're going to call probably John Rivera out down here at first base. The Broncos are going to take the field now. You got to wonder how Colton Williams, who got off to a great start here today for Hastings. Colton Williams, I think, has been tossing the ball around here on the sidelines, but now we've had about a 20 to 25 minute delay in the bottom half of the first inning while the officials continue to discuss things. But nevertheless, the end result is going to be the Broncos did not score the run in the first inning, and John Rivera is going to be either charged with a strikeout there. I'll be anxious to see how they rule this in the official book. But Rivera strikes out to end the inning, and that's going to be the end result. So after a 20, 25-minute delay here in the bottom half of the first inning, the end result, we are still scoreless between Mount Marty and Hastings, and the Broncos are now on the field as Colton Williams will take some warm-up tosses here. And now when we come back, we're going to have baseball, the elimination ball game of the GPAC Championships here today in Sioux City after one inning. The score, it's Hastings College nothing and Mount Marty nothing. Back with more after this.
Real estate buyers are using the internet because it's current and convenient. REMAX Hastings First Choice Real Estate now registers internet domain names for all their listed homes. You'll see it on the REMAX yard signs. Each First Choice home seller now gets a domain name promoting their house, proving that no one is more assertive in the marketing of your property than Hastings First Choice, allowing buyers to get instant, detailed information. Bookmark HastingsFirstChoice.com. From first click to final pick, REMAX Hastings First Choice is the best choice.
REMAX First Choice.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune sports and news photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Sioux City. We're at Sioux City North High School here today. Second day of the GPAC Championships on 1230 KHAS. So the first inning is over. The Broncos are back out on the field here after apparently grabbing a 1-0 lead here in this ball game. But Hastings back out of the field, and obviously that'll be one point we will hit in the postgame show. Let Jim Bovey kind of explain things, what transpired down here. But a major decision being made here in the first inning as Hastings College apparently had the lead, and now that's taken off of the board, so we're still scoreless here in this contest, and it'll be Mount Marty coming to bat now here in the top half of the second inning against Colton Williams, who got off to a great start for Hastings in the first inning. But boy, he's been sitting now for 20, 25 minutes in the dugout with the officials and the home plate umpire and everybody triggered out this ruling. Williams had three strikeouts in the first inning. So he comes back out here for the Broncos, and he's going to face Josh Winandy here at the plate for the Lancers, and he swings and misses. So two balls and one strike to Josh Winandy. He's the catcher here for the Lancers. had a batting average during the regular season of .288. So he steps in there. This will be numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. As Colton Williams did walk a man there in the first inning, but then he struck out three. Here's the pitch by Colton Williams. It's going to be outside for a ball, and the count goes to three balls and one strike now to Joshua Nandy. Matthias Gonsol is up next, then Dylan Lamley comes up there next. So Colton Williams working here for Hastings. He was the pitcher on Saturday last week when the Broncos wrapped up the regular season championship down at Doan. Here's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. Again, the catcher drops a third strike. Here we go again. He throws it down to first base. That time they got it down there. John LeMaster grabs it down there. So when Andy strikes out, and the Broncos able to execute the play as the Hobbs dropped the third strike behind the plate, and he throws it down to first baseman John LeMaster. What happens if that play would happen again? Would we have another half-hour delay to talk about that? Here's Matthias Gonsol comes up there now for Mount Marty. He is the designated hitter. .262 was his batting average during the regular season for Mount Marty as the first pitch comes down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hastings playing in the elimination ball game of the GPAC tournament here today after losing yesterday in their second contest to Midland. We're back out here at Sioux City North High School today as Colton Williams will fire another pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes now to Gonsol for the Lancers of Mount Marty. He had 22 base hits and 84 trips to the plate during the regular season. He had four doubles, no home runs, and 13 RBIs. There's a swing and a miss. Tell you what, Colton Williams is on his game here early in the contest for Hastings College. He has struck out four. He has walked one. Many folks are drawing contact so far on Colton Williams here through the first inning and a third, despite the long delay there in the first inning. Here's the next pitch by Williams. It comes to the plate. That ball is going to be hit hard to left field, but right at our left fielder, Decker Brown, and he grabs it. So Matthias Gonsol will fly out to the left fielder, Brown. And that's going to bring up Dylan Lamley next. He's the right fielder. Lamley had a good regular season. His average was at .358 for the Lancers. He had 24 base hits, 67 trips to the plate, 8 RBIs on the year. He walked 4 times and struck out 11 for the Lancers. Now Barney compiling a record now of 19-26 on the season. They are the 7th seed here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament. There's a long fly ball toward right to be grabbed out there by Mack Ryan, and the inning is over as the Lancers go down in order here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the second. With a score, Hastings nothing and Mount Marty nothing.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Create a lasting remembrance of your loved one with help from the compassionate family at Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Family-owned since 1935, Brand Wilson was founded to provide truly personalized services in a beautiful and dignified setting at an affordable lower cost. Brand Wilson Funeral Home and Cremation. Our family caring for yours. With locations in Hastings, Kennesaw, Harvard, and Roseland. Online at brandwilson.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City, game number two of the GPAC Championships for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trying to battle back through the elimination bracket here this morning as they've got this ball game against the Lancers at Mount Marty with another potential game later on today, either at 4 or 7:30, depending on what happens in the rest of the tournament. First things first, need to take care of business here this morning. We're still scoreless. As Hastings will bat now in the bottom half of the second inning, John LeMaster, Backland, Sonny Huey scheduled up here for the Broncos. That's numbers 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. Hastings had something going there in the first inning, and we had all kinds of problems there to end the inning. So as an end result, John Rivera evidently a strikeout, and he's called out there at the plate to end the inning. 25-minute discussion ensued after that. Now we're back up there. Here in the second inning, Remember the guy who was pitching from Mount Marty? Josh Inquist. It's been a long time since he's been out there, but he jumps back out of the hill here for the Lancers as he will throw one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. So one ball and no strikes to John LeMaster. He had a batting average during the regular season of .229. LeMaster yesterday, 3-for-3 in the ball game against the Concordia Bulldogs in that first contest. Here comes the next one to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. If anything else, it woke up the Bronco dugout right below us. They're chattering down here on the first base side for the Hastings College. Broncos to the home team here in this ball game, occupying the first base dugout. There's a swing and a foul tap here by LeMaster, and the count goes to two balls and one strike. LeMaster 3-for-3 yesterday in the ball game against Concordia. Had a couple of RBIs and scored a run. So LeMaster back out there as the first baseman here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Now the count is even up at two balls and two strikes. Backland, then Sonny Huey, then Zach Nelson. Hastings College batting here in the bottom half of the second inning. This elimination ball game of our GPAC championships in Sioux City. Josh Inquist, a right-handed thrower here for the Lancers. He's got the sign, and he's going to fire another one to the plate here. Two balls and two strikes. The next one is going to be inside for a ball. And the count is now 4-3-2. Inquist is 5'11", 175-pound junior from Richmond, Minnesota, playing for the Lancers in Yankton, South Dakota. So here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch now to LeMaster. The baby's going to be popped up, first base side. Coming over here, it's going to be the first baseman. He's going to make the catch in foul territory. That's Jared Miller. So LeMaster is going to foul out to the first baseman, Jared Miller, for the first out of the second inning of play. Now Mac Land comes up there next. Land is the right fielder. He had a regular season batting average of .283. Land yesterday in the two ball games, 1-for-4, had a walk and an RBI. So Mac Land to the plate here for the Broncos in the bottom of the second with one man out. He takes a swing at that one, and a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Land. Land had 36 base hits and 127 trips to the plate during the regular season. Seven doubles, a triple, no home runs. He had 10 RBIs. There's a check swing at the plate, and they call it a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two to Mac Land. In the last check, it was Midland winning Sioux Falls in our other ball game over at Lewis and Clark Park by a score of 8-1. That has bearings on this ball game as well. If Hastings wins this ball game, Sioux Falls loses, we will play at 4 o'clock. If Hastings wins this ball game and Sioux Falls wins, we will play Sioux Falls at 7:30 tonight. Either way, Hastings will play Sioux Falls in the next ball game today. If Hastings can get by the Lancers here this morning, here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And there's now one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 the count here to Land. He has struck out a team-high 29 times so far this year coming into the tournament. And he has walked 12 times. He parks that one out in left field. That's going to be a hard-hit ball. Going over is Justin Kemp. Is that going to stay fair? It's not. Tell you what, that was a home run if it saved in fair territory, but it just eked on the foul side of the foul pole down there at 320 feet away. That was a hard-hit ball there by Mac Land. But just fouled down the left field side, so he's going to come back here and grab the club and have another try here. One ball and two strikes to Mac Land. That was a hard-hit ball to left field. Could have given the Broncos a lead there, but it just curves over in the foul territory at the last second. And now Inquist is going to take some extra time here as he gets the sign from his catcher, Joshua Nandy. There's one man out here in the bottom half of the second inning. And now Josh Inquist is set to go. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's swung out and foul tap. Land stays in there at one ball and two strikes. Sonny Huey anxiously waiting here in the on-deck circle. Hastings College softball team also trying to stay alive today in the GPAC softball championships here in Sioux City. Hastings with a loss yesterday to Morningside. They beat Northwestern last night. Hastings playing Dort at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the elimination ball game at SYA Complex in Sioux City. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. So Land stays tough in there with one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count. We're in the second inning of play here. Land, the number 7 hitter in the batting order for Hastings College. Fouled away the last couple of pitches, and now he's set to go again. Here comes the next pitch in there. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it's now two balls and two strikes on Mac Land. Lamb backing out of the batter's box here momentarily as he gets set to go. He's a junior from Wheat Ridge, Colorado. 5'10", 170-pounder here for Hastings College. Out in right field today for the Broncos defensively. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground. That's going to be up the middle. Nice move by the second baseman as he grabs the ball, but he can't make the throw over to first base. Livermont went to his right to grab it there as he knocks it down from going to the outfield. That was hit back up through the middle. Livermont went a long way as he grabs the ball right behind the bag at second, then tried to throw it off balance over here to the first baseman, Jared Miller. That was not in time, so Mack Land, after fouling away a plethora of pitches there at the plate, finally gets a base hit. That's going to be the second hit of the ball game for Hastings College, and Sonny Huey will come up there next. Huey is the number 8 hitter in the batting order. His season batting average is sitting at .278. So Hastings out of the base runner and Land at first base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low. Good stop there by Winandy behind the plate. One ball and no strikes. So Hastings getting a base hit there from Mack Land. And now we got a base runner. Land stealing bases this year is 6 out of 8. In fact, he is tied with a Sonny Huey for the most steals so far this season. Enquist throws over there, and Land is back in there. So we'll see if Jim Bovey will send the runner here at first base. There's only one man out here in the second inning of play. Land inching away from the bag at first base. Miller over there defensively. Enquist working from the stretch as he works on Sonny Huey. There goes Land. There's a hit and run as the ball's hit in the center field for a base hit. Running down to second base safely is going to be Land. He kind of had to hesitate there for a second as that ball goes sailing over the head of the second baseman, Miller. And hesitate there while he was heading down to the second base on the hit and run to see if the second baseman, Miller, was going to grab the ball there, but he did not. Go sailing over his head in the right center field. The Hastings out with base runners out at first and second base. Hastings with a couple of base hits. Now they've got 3 for the ball game, and that's going to bring up Zach Nelson next. Nelson was 1-for-5 in the doubleheader yesterday. He walked, scored a run. He had 1 base hit. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit the right field. That's going to be down for a base hit. Moving up and getting the stop sign at third base is going to be Land. So Hastings with 3 consecutive hits here in the bottom half of the second inning. Kind of woke up the sleeping tiger there after that first inning debacle. And Hastings with 3 base hits now. They've loaded up the bases here in the second inning with only 1 man out. So a golden opportunity here for Hastings College to put some runs on the scoreboard here in the second. We've got the top of the order coming up there in Decker Brown. So base hits by Mack Land, Sonny Huey, and Zach Nelson. He's got things going here for Hastings as the wind continues to blow, blowing in on the hitters, and it's supposed to be picking up throughout the day today. It was out of the southeast at 13 to start the ball game, but all indications it was supposed to be blowing and gusting to 30 to 35 miles per hour by noon today, and starting to pick up now just about on time. So we can have a windy afternoon. It's going to be blowing in on the hitters here this afternoon at Sioux City North High School. So runs could be something to come by here today, but Hastings College has loaded up the bases here in the second inning. Mount Marty will play with the infield in. Right now with only 1 man out, Decker Brown is at the plate. He takes the first pitch down low. So it's 1-0 to Decker as he digs back in there on the right-hand side. Inquist is going to work from the stretch. He throws one to the plate again. A fastball is going to nick the outside corner for a strike. 1-1 to count now to Decker Brown. He started the tournament with a batting average of .229. Brown yesterday in the 2 ball games, 1 out of 8 from the plate yesterday. So Decker off to a slow start here, but he's got a chance to become a hero in the second inning. Bases are juiced. Here comes the bouncing ball towards second. Going to be fielded there. He goes to second base for 1 over the first base. That's not going to be in time, and a run is going to score. The throw was to the outfield side of the bag at first, so the double play does not work. Mack Land comes in to score for Hastings to give the Broncos a 1-0 lead. Sonny Huey ends up at third base for Hastings College. Decker Brown gets the board at first. And down there at second base, Zach Nelson is retired in the play. So he is retired as Livermont goes over to Jason Schmidt to get the force out over there at the second base. And now Hastings with runners on at first and third. There's 2 men out. Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. Nealon, the second baseman, grounded out in inning number 1. And there's a fastball that stays outside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Nealon. He started the day with a batting average of .281. Hastings College on the scoreboard now, officially, It is 1-0. Hastings with a lead over the Lancers. About Marty in the second inning. Daniel Nealon winning. There's a throw over the first base, and diving back in there again is Decker Brown. Again, at this facility, we are even with the bag over here at first base, so we get a good look at all the action over here at the bag at first. Jared Miller is holding him on over there, and taking the lead will be Decker with a man also over across the diamond at third base. The next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now Nealon is looking at a count of 2 balls and no strikes here with A.J. Clark and Jeff Hobbs yet to come. Hastings with 3 base hits here in the second inning. We've got the lead now in this elimination ball game, 1-0 over Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch by Inquist. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 3 balls and no strikes to Daniel Nealon for Hastings College. During the year, Nealon hit .281, had 25 strikeouts, and he had 14 walks. Now the catcher, when Nandy goes out, has a couple of words there with his pitcher, Josh Inquist, returns back to the dish here. Now we're set to go as Inquist will work from the stretch. The runner's on at first and third back. Nealon taking all the way on that one, and it's now 3 balls and 1 strike. To our second baseman here for Hastings, Daniel Nealon, as he bats here in the second. A.J. Clark would like to be the crack of things here as he's swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. Daniel Nealon in there for Hastings College. A junior from Arvada, Colorado. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball's going to be hit down the line at right. It's going to be in foul territory. So the runner goes back at first base as Decker Brown was taking off on the pitch there, and the ball was hit toward right field. It curves over the foul territory. So now the Cows hit 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings with a run in here in the second inning of play. Broncos have the lead after splitting their 2 ball games yesterday in the GPAC Championships, beating Concordia 8-1, losing to Midland yesterday in the late ball game by a score of 4-1. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that just misses outside, and the Broncos have the bases loaded again. Moving down to second base is going to be Brown. Daniel Nealon is on at first base on a walk from Inquist. Over at third base is Sonny Huey. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Inquist. He has not struck out anybody yet. And now A.J. Clark comes to the plate next. So 2 men out for Hastings here in the second inning of play. The Broncos have the advantage, 1-0, looking for more here. They have the bases loaded here in the second. A.J. Clark comes up there. He had a single his first time up there in inning number one. There's the pitch to him. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in one to A.J. Yesterday, 1 out of 5 in the doubleheader with a couple of strikeouts. Walked once and scored a run. Clark, during the regular season, .311 was his batting average. Steps in there from the left-hand side. He's the switch hitter for Hastings. Now Inquist taking some extra time again on the mound. A.J. Clark, 42 base hits and 135 trips to the plate during the regular season, led the team in walks with 33, also struck out 16 times. Inquist working from the stretch with the base pads juiced up here in inning number two. There's a swing and a foul tap at the plate by A.J. And the count is at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeff Hobbs would be next, and then John Rivera. Hastings looking to break things open here in the second inning. It was the second inning yesterday when Hastings got on the scoreboard against the Concordia. That thing started with a Jeff Hobbs home run over the fence at left field. And it started our run there. Got our offense cranked up, and Hastings scored 8 runs in the ball game against the Bulldogs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 1 ball and 2 strikes. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today from the GPAC Championships in Sioux City. Day number 2 here today. Hastings trying to survive this day and get into the championship ball game for the second year in a row. A.J. Clark waiting here at the plate. Count is at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a called third strike. A called third strike, and Hastings leaves the bases loaded here in the second inning of play. But the Broncos able to string together some base hits there. Hastings scores a run on 3 hits. No errors on Mount Marty and 3 men left on base. The score after 2 complete here in Sioux City, Hastings College 1 and Mount Marty nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,600 in rebates on a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the comfort. Call 402-463-6061 and learn how Precision Heating and Air Conditioning can save you up to $1,600. You may also qualify for $500 in tax credits, so call 402-463-6061. Offer expires June 3rd. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operate businesses. Contact your tax advisor for tax credit information. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those tires a rolling, Garrett.
Roll on into Garrett Tires and Treads during National Goodwill Week between May 2nd and the 7th and bring a sack or two of clothes or household goods for Goodwill. Garrett's will collect them for Goodwill and give you a coupon for 10% off any Garrett services and products, including appliances. You do the spring cleaning for Goodwill and Garrett's will do the spring checkup for you.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those tires a rolling, Garrett.
1230 KHAS.
Back in Sioux City for the GBAC Baseball Championships today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College now with the lead over Mount Marty by the score of 1-0 as we move to the third inning of play. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Justin Kemp, Ross Heine, and also Nathan Roach coming to the plate next for the Lancers as we start the third inning. Colt Williams has looked good here for Hastings so far. 4 strikeouts in the ball game. He has walked 1. Lancers not yet with a base hit here in the contest as we head to the third. And we'll start things off with Justin Kemp. He had a batting average during the regular season at .304. Kemp so far in the 2 ball games here in Sioux City for the championships, he is 2-4 from the plate. He has scored a couple of runs, and he's got 4 RBIs. He had a good day yesterday. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And Kemp is ahead of the count at 2 balls and no strikes. So 8-9-1 in the batting order here to face Colton Williams and the Broncos in the third. Williams in his full windup here as he throws it back into the mid of Jeff Hobbs. That one's going to be hit to third base, though. And the retrieve there by A.J. Clark, who gets it back across the diamond in time to catch Justin Kemp over here at first base. So he is retired in the play here. 5-3 officially. Ross Heine comes up there next. He is the third baseman. Heine during the year, .233 batting average for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Mount Marty got in here as the number 7 seed in the GPAC tournament here after finishing 9-13 during the regular season in the conference. They are now 19-26 in the season. So Heine comes in here as the number 9 hitter in the batting order. Shows butt, takes a strike. No balls and 1 strike to Heine as he bats here for Lancers of Mount Marty. He had 24 base hits and 103 at-bats for Lancers during the regular season. He had 5 doubles to his credit. He takes a look at some off-speed stuff there by Colton Williams, and that one misses down low. 1 ball and 1 strike. And he had 13 base on balls and 25 strikeouts this year. As he waits, wind continues to blow, blows up a little dust here in the infield as Colton Williams looks in for the side. He's got it. He's going to deliver one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. 2 balls and 1 strike. And the wind's blowing at 13 miles per hour to start the ball game. That was at 11. They have picked up since then and expected to pick up throughout the day, blowing in on the hitters here at Sioux City North High School. Here comes the next pitch to the plate, swung on and missed. So Heine, that was a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes here at the plate. Nathan Roach would be next. I have not lost any papers out the window yet, but the chances of that continuing are going to be slim to none as this day moves on. Here comes the next pitch by Williams on a 2-2. It's going to be down low for a ball. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Can we play anywhere without the wind blowing? Boy, the last couple of weekends, Hastings College has played in windy conditions. We come up here and more wind to deal with here. Very pleasant temperature-wise, however, with temps in the 60s. Expected to increase around 80 as this day progresses. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low, and he walks him. So after getting ahead of the count, Colton Williams walks the man here. So Mount Marty gets a base runner. The number 9 hitter in the batting order, Ross Heine, heads down to the bag at first. And that's going to bring up Nathan Roach next. Now Marty stealing bases down there as a base stealer. Two out of three so far this season. He takes his lead right now with John LeMaster over there. Holding him on defensively. Here comes a pitch to the plate by Williams. That one is not very good as it hits in front of the plate. Nice stop there by Hobbs behind the plate. So a ball to Nathan Roach. He struck out his first time up there. Roach during the regular season, a .250 batting average. Hastings out on top if you're just joining us. It is 1-0 as we play here in the top half of the third inning in Sioux City. This one's scheduled for 9 here today between the Lancers and the Broncos. Holden Williams working from the stretch now. That base runner, Ross Heine, down here at first base. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. A fastball delivered by Colton Williams. And it is now 1-1. Colton had 3 strikeouts in the first inning. Picked up a strikeout and a couple of fly balls in the second inning of play. Had a ground out to begin the third here. And then a base on balls delivered to Ross Heine. And now Nathan Roach is up there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be bunted back out to the pitcher, Williams. He goes to first base in time, so the sacrifice works there. That moves the base runner along to second base. Nathan Roach is retired in the play. On the bunt to Colton Williams, the pitcher. Gets it over to LeMaster. So now there's 2 men out here in this third inning, and that's going to bring up Jason Livermont next. He is the second baseman. Livermont has a .323 batting average during the regular season so far in this tournament. Livermont at the plate for the Lancers is 2 out of 5. 2 out of 5 yesterday, scored a run, walked once, and struck out once. Colton Williams will go to work on him. Jason Livermont, the number 2 hitter in the batting order. And here's the first pitch. It's going to be fouled away here at the plate. It is now no balls and 1 strike. Jason Schmidt would be next. So Livermont is up there now for the Lancers. He had 42 base hits and 130 trips to the plate during the regular season. 5 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, and 29 RBIs. Leads the team in walks, though, with 29. Also got 29 strikeouts. As he steps in there from the right-hand side for Mount Marty is Colton Williams. So nice pitch there, some off-speed stuff that's in there for a strike. And Livermont falls behind that, no balls and 2 strikes. 0-2 to the second baseman for the Lancers of Mount Marty, Jason Livermont. Gunner is on at second base. That is Ross Heine as he takes his lead down there. Our shortstop, Sonny Huey, kind of shading that way down there right now. As Colton Williams is at the belt as he looks at the runner at second base. Offers one instead to the plate. A fastball. It's outside and down low. And it's now 1-2, trying to get Livermont maybe to chase after a low outside pitch there, but the bat stays on the shoulder, and the count is at 1-2. We've got 2 men out here in the third inning to play. Hastings College with a lead over the Lancers here in this elimination ball game. It is 1-0 here this afternoon. Colton Williams working for the Broncos. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be fouled away. Count remains at 1-2. The 1-2 the count here to the batter for Mount Marty, Jason Livermont. His batting average during the regular season was at .323. Mount Marty is a team with a team batting average of .296, which is slightly higher than the Broncos were able to compile during the regular season. Second baseman Nealon now sneaking over to the bag there at second. Sonny Huey is going to shade that way. Instead, here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low again. A good stop from behind the plate by Jeff Hobbs. Now 2-2 to Jason Livermont. Hastings playing Livermont pretty much straight away in the outfield with Decker Brown, Zach Nelson, and Mack Lamb. Mount Marty trying to get on the scoreboard here. They got a base runner at second base with 2 men out. Colton Williams, a long, hard look here to the plate. He is set now on the rubber, and he's going to offer one to the plate here as he looks towards second base. Here it comes. It's going to be a fastball. It's in there for a cold 3rd strike, and he strikes him out. A fastball that whistles right on by Jason Livermont. Here in the third, strikeout number 5 in the ballgame already for Colton Williams. So Mount Marty gets a base runner here in the third, but nothing across the plate. No runs on no hits, no errors on Hastings. 1 man left on base. We go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings 1, Mount Marty nothing.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to reserve 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals May 20th and 21st.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Sioux City. It's Bronco Baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So the Broncos now batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Jeff Hobbs, John Rivera, John LeMaster, numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order, and then we'll see Mack Lamb. Hastings with a run in the second, and the Broncos have the lead 1-0 over Mount Marty. Bench is going to be inside, and it hits the inside corner for a strike. Nothing and one to Jeff Hobbs. Regular season batting average was at 331. Hobbs so far in the tournament, 1 out of 5. Reached on an error his first time up here. And here comes the next shot. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner again. Nothing and two to Jeff Hobbs. So Hastings right in the meat of the order. These guys have about done the job all season long for Hastings. The Broncos, the GPAC regular season champs. They'll play in the NAIA National Tournament next week. There's a long fly ball to a right center field, but plenty of time sneaking over there and grabbing the ball is going to be the center fielder, Nathan Roach. So Hobbs will fly out to Roach out there in the center field, and that's going to bring up John Rivera next. Rivera is the designated hitter in this ball game. Rivera struck out his first time up there. Rivera is 0 for 1 so far today. He's now 3 for 6 in this GPAC tournament, GPAC championships. Rivera gets his bat on the ball here, but he fouls it down the third base side. So nothing and one to John Rivera. Rivera yesterday was 3 out of 5. He was hit by a pitch. He walked once. He scored 3 runs and had an RBI. He was the most productive Bronco at the plate yesterday in our two ball games. The win over Concordia and the loss yesterday to Midland. Hastings had 10 hits in the first ball game yesterday against Concordia. Only had 5 in the late ball game against Midland. Here's the next pitch. It's hit on the ground towards second. Livermont will scoop it up and goes to first base. That's going to be in time to catch John Rivera over there at the bag, and that's going to bring up John LeMaster next. So two up, two down now for the Broncos here in the bottom half of the third. LeMaster, he fouled out to the first baseman, Jared Miller, back there in inning number 2. So LeMaster is 0 for 1 today. He was 3 for 3 yesterday in the ball game against Concordia. Had a couple of RBIs and scored a run. LeMaster, the first baseman here in the ball game here today. John Rivera, the normal base first, as a designated hitter. There's a ball hit towards short. It goes right through the legs of Jason Schmidt in the shallow left field. So John LeMaster gets aboard here for Hastings College, and that one goes sailing right through the legs of the shortstop, Jason Schmidt. An error chalked up there on the Lancers of Mount Marty, and Mack Land comes up there next. So Hastings with a base runner again here in the third. With that, base runners in each inning so far. Don LeMaster now at first base for Hastings College, and Mack Land will come to the plate next. 283 during the regular season for Land. He had a single back there in the second inning of play and scored the only run for the Broncos. So Land comes up there now with a chance to do some damage with a guy at first base here in the form of John LeMaster. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's swung out and foul tap back to the screen. Nothing and one to Mack Land for Hastings College. Broncos batting here in the third on the second day of the GPAC championships in Sioux City. Land 36 out of 127 during the regular season for Hastings. Land scored 20 runs for the Broncos, had seven doubles and one triple to his credit. There goes the runner at first base, and running down to second base is going to be LeMaster to throw down there, but it was not in time. It was a strike at the plate, as LeMaster now is now in scoring position at second. So Mack Land is now going to try to get LeMaster home to give the Broncos their second run of the ball game. There's two men out here in the third. As Mack Land waits on the pitch here from Josh Enquist, the pitcher for Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And there's now one ball and one strike to Mack Land, or one ball and two strikes on Land. Sonny Huey would be next, and then Zach Nelson. If Hastings can keep things buzzing along here in the third. John LeMaster is down there at second base, takes his lead. Enquist is looking that way, instead comes to the plate. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit. Right center field, coming over is going to be Lamley, the right fielder, and coming over is Roach, and it comes out of his glove. The center fielder misses a fly ball out there. Those two guys were approaching one another in right center field. Lamley looked like he had a bead in the ball, but at the last second, Roach tries to come out with it, and that's the second time today that an outfielder has dropped a fly ball. Lamb's going to get aboard with an error, and coming in to score for Hastings College is going to be LeMaster, and that makes it a 2-0 ball game in favor of the Broncos. So twice today we have seen an outfielder drop the ball for Mount Marty, and Hastings is taking advantage of that, and the Broncos now have a 2-0 lead over the Lancers. With the base runner at first base, and now Sonny Huey comes up there next. There goes the runner at first base as the pitch is outside, and sliding in there safely is Land. So Mack Land gets a stolen base as he heads down to the bag at second. The pitch was outside on Sonny Huey, so it's one ball and no strikes at the plate. So 2-0 is the score now. Hastings with a lead over the Lancers. We're in the third. And Huey now winning at the plate here and winning on the next pitch from Josh Enquist. Zach Nelson will be next. Huey during the regular season, a 278 hitter for Hastings. Huey yesterday was 1 out of 6. He had 3 RBIs. Next pitch is swung out and missed by Sonny. It's 1-1. So Sonny Huey up there for Hastings College here in this third inning of play with a runner on in scoring position at second base. Sonny Huey digs back into the right-hand batter's box. The junior from Fallbrook, California, batting here for the Broncos in the third. Here comes the next pitch. That ball's going to be hit to right field. It gets down in foul territory. It's just foul by a couple of inches out there in right field. Runner is going there in second base. Mack Land, he was on his way toward third. They'll have to go back here on a foul ball down the right field line. But coming back to the batter's box will be Sonny Huey. The count to him will be a 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Sonny in inning number 3. Hastings out on top of the Lancers by a couple of runs. Enquist trying to wiggle his way out of this third inning without any further damage done. Now Marty scored only one run in the first ball game yesterday against Doan, but then came back last night and lit him up with 13 runs in their elimination game win over the Northwestern Red Raiders at 13-8. So far, they have been held without a hit in this contest against Colton Williams and the Broncos. But Hastings trying to tack on one more here in the third. Sonny Huey waiting at the plate. He's sent to go. Enquist climbs back to the rubber, and here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that's outside. And it is now 2-2 to Sonny Huey. Zach Nelson will be next. Bottom of the order, getting the job done for Hastings here in this contest so far. As Huey again will step out of the batter's box. Now he's set to go as he digs back in, taps the club on the plate. And Josh Enquist is waiting for the sign from his catcher, Josh Winandy, with the base runner at second base. That is Mack Land. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's hit on the ground towards second. That's going to sneak through there for a base hit in the center field. The green light is given, coming home and scoring for Hastings is going to be Land, a throw down to second base, not in time. So the throw came in. Sonny Huey took off. He is down to the bag at second, so an RBI single there for Sonny. He goes to second base on the throw. In from center field, Mack Land is going to score for Hastings. That gives the Broncos a 3-0 lead over Mount Marty, as Zach Nelson will be next. And now the head coach for Mount Marty is going to come out and have a conversation here with Inquest and the entire infield to come in and join the conversation. Hastings College is taking advantage of two errors here in the third inning. One of them was on the center field, but that would have ended the inning. Hastings takes advantage of that, gets the RBI single from Sonny Huey here in the third. It's a 3-0 ball game. Hastings with a lead over the Lancers. And Zach Nelson is scheduled up there next. Nelson will bat from the left side. Josh Inquest will stay in there for Mount Marty. So Hastings the runner at second base again. That's in the form of Sonny Huey. Zach Nelson had a single his last time up there. Nelson yesterday 1 out of 5 from the plate, had a walk and scored a run. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be an attempted bunt, but a strike there as Nelson went after that baby. There's now no balls and one strike. We're the GPAC Championships here this afternoon in Sioux City, day number 2 today. Broncos in the elimination ball game after splitting a couple of contests yesterday. Broncos have already qualified for the NAIA National Tournament that gets underway next Thursday at a site to be determined this weekend. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. It's now nothing in 2 to Zach Nelson for Hastings College. Nelson during the year struck out 14 times and he walked 5 times. 0-2 to him right here in the bottom half of the third with a man on at the second base. Nelson waits on the pitch, and here it comes. It's going to be a pitch that's going to be outside for a ball. 1-2 now to Nelson. He can get aboard. We'll see the top of the order coming up there in Decker Brown. He's standing in the on-deck circle here for the Broncos, right below us here on the first base side. So 1-2 to Zach Nelson. As he waits on the pitch, and here it comes. It's going to be a off-speed pitch. It's going to sail out wide for a ball. And there's now 2-2 to Nelson. So Inquist has thrown a lot of pitches here in the first 3 innings for the Lancers. Hastings had 3 hits in inning number 2. They had 1 hit in the first. And Hastings with a base hit here in the third inning, along with a couple of errors. Here comes the next pitch. It's a swing and a miss, and he strikes out. So Zach Nelson strikes out in the ball game. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the contest for Inquist. The Hastings scores a couple of runs here in the third inning. 2 runs, 1 hit, 2 errors on Mount Marty, 1 man left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score, Hastings 3, Mount Marty nothing.
Livingston Butler, Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation. The tradition of care in Hastings sees you through.
For life well remembered, count on Livingston Butler Fallen Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Hastings. Our services have excellence and follow through. And when you compare our services, our presentation, and family accommodation, Butler Fallen is the full value leader. With our caring professional team, our spacious and well-appointed facility, lots of paved off-street parking, there is a difference. One you can see, feel, and appreciate. For at need or for making pre-arrangements, call Livingston, Butler, Volland, and Hastings today.
For full value and thoughtfulness you can count on. Livingston, Butler, Volland, funeral home and cremation. When your need is greatest.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. So far, so good. Hastings College with a lead here. Broncos out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 3-0. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. They're heading into the top half of the fourth inning. Colton Williams so far for Hastings College. He has got 5 strikeouts. He has walked 2. Is not allowed a hit now through the first 3 innings. And he will climb back on top of the hill here and will face the meat of the order for Mount Marty, numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order. Jason Schmidt is going to come up there. He walked the first time up there in inning number 1. So Jason Schmidt wears number 9 on that gray uniform here for Mount Marty. Will bat here in the fourth inning against Colton Williams and the Broncos. And the first pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Broncos wearing their white baseball pants here this afternoon with their black tops trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Mount Marty dressed in their gray uniforms, their gray pants, their gray tops with the blue trim, also with some gold trim on there. Jason Schmidt in the left-hand batter's box, and he hits that one It goes ricocheting off of the glove of the pitcher, Colton Williams. It goes straight in the air, and it's retrieved here by John LeMaster. So a hard hit shot right back to a Colton Williams. It goes ricocheting off of his glove high in the air. It was going to give first base to Schmidt, so evidently hit the ground there. Now the trainer for Hastings College can come out and check on Colton Williams. We've seen some strange things happen here in this ball game so far. A hard hit shot right back to Williams, evidently hit the ground. It goes straight in the air. It was caught by LeMaster. That first base is going to be Jason Schmidt. So the first base hit of the ball game is an odd one as Jason Schmidt is aboard here at first base. The pitcher for Hastings, Colton Williams, is all right. He's going to get back on the hill here, and he'll throw to Jared Miller. So a hard hit shot right back to the pitcher. And then a ricochet off of his glove, but it was popped up there, and LeMaster caught it, but they give him first base. Evidently hit the ground out there, so Jason Schmidt is aboard for the Lancers to get things started. Here's a ground ball to the right side, and that's going to sneak through there for a base hit in the right field, picked up by Land. So now the Lancers have got runners on at first and second base to lead off this fourth inning, trailing in the ball game by a score of 3-0. The Lancers showed that they can hit the ball last night as they put up 13 runs against Northwestern in the elimination ball game. So far today, they have been silent, but now they lead off this fourth inning with a couple of base hits, Jason Schmidt and Jared Miller. And now Joshua Nandy comes to the plate next. He is the catcher. When Nandy struck out his first time up there in inning number two, he had a regular season batting average of .288 for Mount Marty. Colton Williams continues to work here for Hastings. Now the Broncos will play with the infield in as they show, but the ball gets away from the catcher, Hobbs. There's a throw down to third base. That gets away from the third baseman, A.J. Clark, in the foul territory. Here comes a run in. It's going to score for Mount Marty, and the Lancers are on the board. When Nandy shows bunt, pitch was outside. The ball got away from Hobbs. Runners were going. Jason Schmidt, head first slide down to the bag at third. Ball got away from the third baseman, A.J. Clark, as Jeff Hobbs throws her down there. And getting back onto his feet and scoring easily in the play is going to be Jason Schmidt. So the Lancers are on the scoreboard now. Jared Miller ends up at third base for Mount Marty. The pitch at the plate, or the count at the plate, is at one ball and no strikes. So an error is going to be chalked up there on Hobbs on the throw down to the third baseman, A.J. Clark. So Hastings with their first error of the ball game here opens the door for the Lancers. It's now a 3-1 ball game in favor of the Broncos as the next pitch is going to be outside and down low. Two balls and no strikes. So a couple of singles here to lead off this fourth inning. An error on Hastings and the Lancers are on the scoreboard. It is now 3-1. Hastings with the lead. Colton Williams looks at the runner at third base. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be popped up here. It's first base side in foul territory. LeMaster giving chase. When Andy with a .288 batting average during the regular season. When Andy yesterday in their two ball games, 0-4, had a couple of walks and struck out once. Now Marty losing to Doan 11-1 in five innings yesterday. Then coming back last night and lit them up in their contest against Northwestern 13-8 over the Red Raiders. Here comes the next pitch by Williams, swung on and missed. Goes after a low pitch here and he strikes out. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game now for Colton Williams through the first 3 1/3 innings. So a good start for Colton. He has allowed a couple of base hits here in the fourth, trying to wiggle his way out of there. Without any further damage done. Here's Matthias Gonsol coming to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. Gonsol, he flew out to left field his first time up there. And here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be down low again. The ball that hits in front of the plate there. A good stop by Hobbs as the mask comes off. One ball and no strikes now to Matthias Gonsol. He had a regular season batting average of .262. Gonsol yesterday was 2 out of 6 in the two ball games. Scored a run, had an RBI, and struck out twice. Gonsol 0-for-1 so far here in this ball game. And here comes the next pitch from Colton Williams. It's going to be down low. Again, the ball gets away from Hobbs. Here comes the runner from third base, and he's going to slide home safely, and the Lancers have scored twice. Jared Miller comes in to score on the wild pitch, I assume, on the Colton Williams there. Wild pitch or a pass ball. Coming in to score is going to be Miller from third base, and bam, just like that, after Hastings dominated the first portion of this ballgame. The Lancers have come back with a couple of runs. That was the fourth ball given to Matthias Gadsel, so he gets a walk here. That's the second walk of the ballgame given up by Colton Williams, so he heads down to the bag at first. And now the pitching coach for Hastings College is going to come out and have a little chat. Here is Pat Moore. He comes out and talks with his pitcher out there in Colton Williams. So after giving up no hits and five strikeouts through the first three innings, a single, an error on Hastings, a wild pitch is thrown in there, another walk, and all of a sudden the Lancers back into the ballgame here in the fourth. It is 3-2 in favor of Hastings. Williams will stay out there as Pat Moore, he makes his way back off of the mound here for Hastings College. He returns back to the first base dugout. Coming up there next for Mount Marty is going to be Dylan Lambley. Lambley is the right fielder. He had a season batting average of .358. Lambley yesterday was 0-for-4. Scored a run, had a couple of RBIs, and he walked once. Mount Marty has now got the tying run on the base pads down here at first base in the form of Matthias Gadsel. Lambley will enter the box here on the right-hand side as Colton Williams will continue to work from the stretch. LeMaster over here, guarding the bag at first. Ball is going to be thrown down low as Lambley was scoring around the bunt. Pitch was delivered low by Colton Williams. Nobody up and throwing, I don't think, down here in the Bronco bullpen as of yet on the first base side. It's kind of shield away from the bullpen, but not a whole lot of activity down there so far today. Lambley waits on the pitch. He again shows bunt. It's going to be down low for a ball. So two balls and no strikes to Dylan Lambley. Colton Williams again pitched against the Doane College Tigers on Saturday when Hastings locked up the regular season championship, and this is about where he got into trouble against Doane the other day, and he pitched some four-plus innings. We're in the fourth inning right now. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And there's now three balls and no strikes to Lambley. We're in the bottom third of the order here. Justin Kemp would be next, and then Russ Heine. Mount Marty trying to get back into the ballgame. They have scored two runs here in the fourth. It's now 3-2. Hastings with a lead. Colton Williams trying to get out of the inning here. Here comes the next pitch. A fastball that's in there for a strike. And again, showing bunt was Dylan Lambley. And now it's three balls and one strike. Lambley, a .358 hitter during the regular season. Batting here the number seven hole for the Lancers. Team that comes in here from Yankton, South Dakota. Next pitch, it's going to be bunted out here. Williams grabs the ball. He's going to go to second base. They get him down there. They get him down there at second base. So Lambley bunts his way on, but they also get the runner down there at second base, the lead run. But Gonzalez is retired down there at the bag at second. Now there's two men out here in the fourth, and Justin Kemp will come up there next. This is Lambley up there right now, I think. Man is on the first base here with two men out. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 3-2 is the score. Hastings College out on top here in inning number four. Mount Marty has got a base runner at first base. The base runner down here at first is Gonsol. This is Lambley up there right now. So Dylan Lambley at the plate here now for Mount Marty with Gonsol down here at the first base. Two men out for the Lancers here in the fourth. And here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. But Dylan Lambley is up there right now for the Lancers in the fourth. Two runs are in. And there's a ball hit to the outfield. Center fielder says Zach Nelson. He's going to come in. He makes the catch. So Lambley flies out to center. And that's going to going to bring up Justin Kemp next.
The left fielder, number one, Justin
Kemp. Kemp, he grounded out his first time up there. Kemp with a season batting average of 304. Kemp yesterday in the two ball games, two out of four, two runs scored, four RBIs, batting in the number eight hole here today for the Lancers. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hastings College softball team also playing in Sioux City today in the GPAC Championships in softball. They've got a date with the Dort Defenders at 2 o'clock this afternoon in the elimination ball game. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball that misses down low. Two balls and no strikes. Hastings losing the top-seeded Morningside yesterday, 5-2 in the first ball game, then coming back yesterday in the second contest and eliminating Northwestern 8-4. The Dort playing Hastings in the elimination ball game in softball at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a fastball. That time it nicks the outside corner for a strike. Two balls and one strike now. 2-1 the count on Justin Kemp. Ross Heine would be next. Kemp, number one for Mount Marty, the junior from Spearfish, South Dakota. He hits that ball down the line in left field. That's going to get over the head of Decker Brown up against the wall to the bag at third base. It's going to be Gonsol and pulling up at second with a double. It's going to be Justin Kemp. So a long fly ball there to a left field off of the wall. It's 320 feet away. Justin Kemp hammers one for Mount Marty. Now the Lancers with runners on at second and third base here in the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up Ross Heine next. Heine had a walk back there in inning number three. So it's Colton Williams getting into a jam here in the fourth. He's allowed a couple of runs. That was a double off the left field fence out there over the head of Decker Brown. But now the Lancers can pull ahead here with a big base hit by Ross Heine in the number nine position. He had a .233 batting average during the regular season. Here comes the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball that's in there for a strike. Nothing at one to Ross Heine. Heine yesterday in the opening day of the GPAC Championships was one out of four. Scored a couple of runs, had an RBI, and he walked once. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. It's going to come over here on the right side of the diamond. Looking at it, it's going to be LeMaster just over across the foul line and grabs the ball. And the inning is over as Ross Heine will foul out to the first baseman, John LeMaster. So the inning is over. But the Lancers back into the ballgame. They scored two runs here in the fourth. Two runs on three base hits. Hastings committing an error here in this inning. And there's one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth with a score. Hastings 3, Mount Marty 2.
This is the sound of a yellowbook.com online video ad working for Greenright Services. And Yellowbook's search engine marketing working for Malibu Pet Hotel.
Sit.
And a Yellowbook print ad working for Personal Best Fitness.
Three more.
The thing is, with Yellowbook's full spectrum of marketing tools, small businesses across America can hear the sound of success. Yellowbook 360. Go beyond yellow. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook360.com today.
Relax. It's Ream. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Ream air conditioners. Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
You're listening to the GPAC Baseball Championships today. You're on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College leading Mount Marty by the score of 3-2 here in the contest. So the Lancers coming up with a couple of runs in their half of the inning. Make things interesting here. This one's scheduled for 9 here today between the Lancers and the Broncos. Decker Brown will lead things off for Hastings here in the bottom of the fourth. And staying out there is going to be Enquist for Mount Marty. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. If Hastings wins this ball game, we'll play another one later on today. It all depends on how Sioux Falls did in the other ball game. There's a hard hit ball down the line in left field. Giving chase is going to be Kemp. And that was going to be in foul territory. Again, a hard hit ball there by Decker Brown. It gets out of here, but it's going to be in foul territory just on the foul side of the foul pole down there in left field. So a long strike. We'll play Sioux Falls in the next ball game if Hastings can win this ball game today. If Sioux Falls loses their ball game against Midland, the game will go at 4:30, or actually at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to be pushing to get to that point. If Sioux Falls came back to beat Midland, we will go at 7:30 tonight. The last check, it was Midland out on top of Sioux Falls, 8-1 going into the sixth inning. That ball game should be nearing completion. We'll try to get you an update on that ball game. We're at the top of the order here. Hastings trying to get a couple of runs back. They're now leading in the contest by the score of 3-2. Next pitch is going to be down low on Decker. The count goes to 1-2. Brown reached on a fielder's choice his last time up there. Grounded out in the first. Brown was 1 out of 8 from the plate in the two ball games yesterday. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit to the right side. Nice play at second base. Grabbing the ball and firing it to the first baseman. Not in time. Livermont goes back on the edge of the outfield grass. First of all, he went a long way to his left. Goes back on the edge of the outfield grass. Went down to his knees to grab it and then threw the first base on his knees. Not in time as Hastings gets a base hit there by Decker Brown as he gets aboard here in the fourth. Hastings with a base runner now here in the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up Daniel Nealon next. Nealon, he walked his last time up there back in inning number two. He grounded out in the first inning, so he's officially 0-for-1 here in this ball game. And here's a throw over the first base. Not in time, just a kind of a token throw over here as Miller is over here defensively for the Lancers. So Decker Brown is aboard at first base. Here for Hastings, some good wheels down there for the Broncos. If Jim Bovey wants to send the runner here with nobody out in the fourth inning, Decker Brown trying to sneak away from the bag down here. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside. And the catcher, Winandy, is up out of his crouch in a hurry here, looking down toward first base. Decker Brown stays put. Brown is 2 out of 3 stealing bases this year for the Broncos. Pitch was outside, so it's 1-0 to Daniel Nealon here at the plate. Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box again. There goes the runner at first base, and the butt's laid down. Fielded by the pitcher, Enquist. He goes to first base. That's in time, and the Broncos get the sacrifice here in the fourth inning as Decker Brown moves down to second base. Nealon is thrown out from pitcher to first.
Number 23, A.J. Clark
comes up there next. Clark so far in this ball game, he had a single back there in the first, struck out in the second. So he is 1-for-2 so far today. Clark yesterday, uncharacteristic, not very productive at the plate, 1 out of 5. Struck out twice. Walked and scored a run. And here comes the pitch to him, a little tapper out here. First baseman grabs it. Miller, he's going to flip it to the pitcher covering the bag. That's Enquist. And he will get A.J. down here at third base. Actually, first base moving over to third is going to be Decker Brown. So 3-1 officially in the books here as A.J. Clark is retired in the play as he comes back to the first base dugout, shaking his head. Batting glove comes off. Helmet comes off. And he will watch the rest of the inning in the first base dugout. Here comes Jeff Hobbs up there next. Hobbs hit a home run in this park yesterday at Sioux City North High School over the fence at 320 feet away. Hobbs is 0-for-2 so far today. Reached on an error in the first inning and then flew out to center in inning number three. There's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. So Hastings has moved the base runner over to third base now. That's Decker Brown. But now there's two men out here in the fourth. Brown taking his lead down there. And here comes the pitch by Enquist. It's going to be swung on and missed. 1-1 the count. Third baseman is Ross Heine. He's playing well behind the bag over there at third base. Second baseman Livermont playing back on the edge of the outfield grass at second. So Jeff Hobbs trying to drive one home right here for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch. It's hit on the ground. Back up through the middle. That's a base hit. Drives home another run for Hastings. Broncos get their fourth run in. It's now a 4-2 ball game as Jeff Hobbs delivers up an RBI single here in the fourth. It brings home Decker Brown. It's now 4-2 in favor of Hastings. And coming back up there is going to be John Rivera. So Hobbs is going to be run for here. Here comes Connor Thomas back out here for Hastings. So John Rivera comes up there. He's 0-for-2 so far today. Now 3 out of 7 for the tournament. Rivera hit by a pitch, walked once yesterday, scored 3 runs, had an RBI. Struck out once here, and he's grounded out in the 2 plate appearances. A throw over the first base is not in time as Connor Thomas is back in there. Thomas stealing bases this year, 2 out of 2. Takes a good lead down there right now. Running for Jeff Hobbs, the catcher. And again, a throw over to first base, and Connor dives back in there. Dirt flies as it comes across the field toward the third baseline. A windy day today here in Sioux City. Temp in the 60s, very enjoyable, but up, been on the breezy side. There goes Thomas at first base. The pitch is outside to throw down to second base. A head first slide, and it's not going to be in time. So a stolen base there by Connor Thomas, and he works his way into scoring position now. Head first slide down there at second. Not a bad throw by Winandy, but a good jump there by Thomas at first base. John Rivera will try to drive one home here as he waits on the next pitch by Josh Inquist. Rivera had a regular season batting average of .264. Next pitch is going to be down low as it, again, hits out in front of the plate. A good stop there by Winandy behind the plate. You're listening to Bronco Baseball today here on 1230 KHIS. We're at the second day of the GPAC Championships in Sioux City. Hastings trying to fight off elimination. A Bronco win here, and we have to play another elimination ball game later on today over at Lewis and Clark Park here in Sioux City. Here comes the next pitch to Rivera. That's going to be outside for a ball. And John Rivera's fighting off the attempt here from Josh Inquist. Rivera, .264 during the regular season. And 38 base hits and 144 trips to the plate. Not as productive as he would have liked here this year. 7 doubles, a triple, and a home run. He hits that ball toward a right field, coming on and making the catch out there. It's going to be Dylan Lambley. He's been an adventure for some of the outfielders out there for Mount Marty. They've had 2 drop fly balls out in the outfield today, but Lambley has that one plopped down in his glove, and he squeezes it for the final out here of the fourth inning. But Hastings scores a run in the fourth, 1 run on a base hit. No errors on Mount Marty, and 1 man left on base. We go to the fifth inning here this afternoon with the score, Hastings College 4 and Mount Marty 2.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune Sports and News Photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Real estate buyers are using the internet because it's current and convenient. RE/MAX Hastings First Choice Real Estate now registers internet domain names for all their listed homes. You'll see it on the RE/MAX yard signs. Each First Choice home seller now gets a domain name promoting their house, proving that no one is more assertive in the marketing of your property than Hastings First Choice, allowing buyers to get instant, detailed information. Bookmark HastingsFirstChoice.com. From first click to final pick, RE/MAX Hastings First Choice is the best choice.
RE/MAX First Choice.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College so far, 4 runs and 5 base hits, 1 error. They have left 5 men on the base paths. Mount Marty with 2 runs on 3 hits. They've committed 3 errors, and they've left 3 men on base. Hastings out on top by a score of 4-2. As we head to inning number 5, Colton Williams is going to come back out there and throw for Hastings here in the 5th. Give up a couple of runs on 3 base hits. In inning number 4, and he wiggled his way out of there, so Williams will come back out. He will live to see another inning. And coming up there for Mount Marty to begin the 5th is going to be the top of the order. We got Nathan Roach, also Jason Livermont, and Jason Schmidt. Hastings College with a lead here in this GPAC elimination ball game, 4-2. So Roach comes up there and laid down his sacrifices last time up there and struck out in the first. He has not yet been on the base paths. .250 was his regular season batting average. As Roach will come back up here for the third time to face Colton Williams. And here comes the pitch from Colton to begin the inning. High fly ball towards center. Coming on is going to be Land over in right center. He's going to make the catch. So Land makes the catch to begin the fifth inning here. as Roach will fly out to McLann out in right field. Jason Livermont comes up there next. He has struck out twice. With both times up there here against Colton Williams. 323 was his batting average during the regular season. So Livermont comes up here for the third time today. Livermont yesterday was 2 out of 5 in their 2 ball games. Scored a run, walked once, struck out once. Mount Marty yesterday losing to Doan 11-1 in 5 innings in their first ball game, but then came back last night and beat Northwestern by the score of 13-8. Here's the pitch by Williams. It's going to be in there for a strike. There's now 1 ball and 1 strike here to Jason Livermont, who's at second base today defensively for the Lancers. Jason Schmidt would follow him, and then Jared Miller. If Mount Marty can get some base runners here in the fifth, they're trailing in the ball game on a score of 4-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And there's now 2 balls and 1 strike here to Jason Livermont. Colton Williams and Jeff Hobbs continue to work here, the battery for Hastings. Livermont with 42 base hits during the regular season and 130 attempts. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. Now Williams threatening to walk a man here in the fifth. He had a walk in the first inning, had a walk in the second, also a walk in the fourth inning of play. So 3 walks so far for Colton Williams, and he's got 6 strikeouts. Here's the next ball. It's going to be hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Bouncing ball out to the center field as Zach Nelson will retrieve it. So, again, the Lancers get a base hit here in the fifth. They got a base runner, and Jason Schmidt comes up there next. Schmidt, he walked his first time up, and then he had a single in the fourth and came around to score one of the runs for the Lancers. He will bat from the left-hand side. Mount Marty has got a base runner now here in the fifth, trailing by a couple of runs, 4-2. Colton Williams will go to work now on Jason Schmidt. He had a regular season batting average of .364. There's a token throw over the first base, and back in there easily is going to be Livermont. So Jason Schmidt up there, he's got the second best batting average during the regular season for the Lancers at .364. As the pitch comes in there for a strike. Nothing at 1 to Jason. He leads the team in at-bats, also in runs scored during the regular season. Also in triples, home runs. He got 13 round trippers this year. 50 RBIs, 102 stolen bases, actually total bases. A slugging percentage of .773. Those are all team highs for the Lancers for this 2011 season. Base runner is Livermont over here at first base. LeMaster will guard him on defensively. As Jason Schmidt waits on the pitch here from Colton Williams. There's a throw on the first base. That one a little quicker move, but back in there standing up was Jason Livermont. Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Jason Schmidt waiting here at the plate, the left-handed hitter for Mount Marty. Colton Williams will fire one to the plate. That's going to be fouled away. Now Schmidt is behind in the count. Had no balls and 2 strikes. 1 man out for the Lancers here in inning number 5. Another elimination game is going on today over at Lewis and Clark Park that has Doan taking on Morningside. Midland and Sioux Falls met in the first ball game today. That was the winner's bracket contest. Still waiting for a final score on that one. And here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be swung on. It's going to be hit towards center field for another base hit. Picked up there again out there by Zach Nelson. He returns it back to the infield. So now we've got runners on at first and second base here in the fifth inning. And now Jared Miller comes to the plate next. Miller had a batting average of .376 during the regular season. And now Jeff Hobbs is going to go out and have a couple of words here with Colton Williams. So after Nathan Roach flied out to right field to begin the inning, back-to-back singles now by Jason Livermont and Schmidt. Runners on at first and second bases. The Lancers hanging around here this afternoon. Jared Miller strolls to the plate next. He had a single his last time up there in the fourth inning. Came around to score one of the 2 runs in that inning. He also struck out in the first. So Jared Miller, another left-handed hitter, comes up here to work against the righty on their mound for Hastings College and Colton Williams. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. With only one man out, Hastings playing with the infield behind the runners there at first and second base, respectively. The master over here grinding the line down on the right field side. So Colton Williams working from the stretch as he looks at the runner at second base. Throws another one to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. Took something off of that one, and it nicks the outside corner for a strike. It is now one ball and one strike to Jared Miller. Joshua Nandy would be next. Tom Barney now in the meat of the order here. Miller is the number four guy in the batting order for the Lancers. Again, the runners taking their leads at first and second. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's in there for a strike in the outside corner. So Colton Williams continues to nibble away here. It is now one ball and two strikes to Jared Miller with one man out here in the inning. As Miller waits on the next pitch here by Colton Williams. Miller has the best batting average on the team. He'll take a pitch here on the outside corner for a ball, just misses. Has two balls and two strikes. 47 base hits and 125 trips to the plate during the regular season for Miller. He's got 14 doubles, a triple, three home runs, and 30 RBIs. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be down low as he slides away from the plate. And the count now is at two balls and two strikes. Or three balls and two strikes. 3-2 the count on Jared Miller. So the count is full with Winandy scheduled up next for Mount Marty. The Lancers try to get back into the ball game here. They're trailing by a score of 4-2 as we play in inning number five. Colton Williams on the rubber here as he will come to the stretch. And there's a bouncing ball toward the right side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the right field. McWan grabs it, and the runner is going to be held at third base. He was on his way toward home and kind of slipped down out here in the foul territory in the grassy portion out there, third baseline, and he goes back to third base. So a base hit there by Miller. So three consecutive base hits now for Mount Marty. They have loaded up the bases here in the fifth. That one just got by the second baseman, Daniel Nealon, into a right field. So now there's only one man out here in the fifth inning, and Joshua Nandy comes to the plate next for the Lancers of Mount Marty. The number five hitter in the batting order, a regular season batting average of .288. So Nandy trying to give the Lancers something to cheer about here. He was 0-for-4 yesterday with a couple of walks and a strikeout. So Colton Williams with a second straight inning kind of struggling along here. In the fifth, there's only one man out, and the Lancers have the bases loaded in this elimination ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right field. Land comes on. He can't make the catch. It falls in there for a base hit. A run is going to score. Here comes a throw to the plate, and they have got him at the plate. That was a nice play by Mac Land. It fell in front of him, and then Land with a solid strike to the plate here. And it chops down the runner Livermont, who is sliding home there. So now there's two men out. That was a great throw by the right fielder and Josh Land as he chops down the runner at the plate for the second out, attempting to score. But Mount Marty now with two men out. And coming to the plate now will be Matthias Gotzel. Joe Tyrell is going to be your courtesy runner down here at first base with the catcher Joshua Nanny. That one saved a run. That was a great throw by Mac Land out there in right field for Hastings. A perfect strike to Jeff Hobbs at the plate here. Hobbs applies the tag, and that erases Jason Livermont attempting to score there for the Lancers. So the score remains 4-2 in favor of the Broncos as Matthias Gotzel comes to the plate next still with the bases juiced up here. And here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. That was a big play there by Mac Land out in right field. Nice throw, and it chops down a potential run there at the plate as Livermont unable to get by Jeff Hobbs. Hobbs, number one, holds on to the baseball there for Hastings. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Runner at third base. He'll be faking a move toward home plate there as Jason Schmidt comes charging down the line and then puts on the brakes and heads back to the bag at third. Right-handed throwing Colton Williams out there for Hastings. Working his full windup now as he throws into the plate. It's swung on and missed. Matthias Gonsol is behind in the count here. Dylan Lamley would be next. Mount Marty had a golden opportunity here to get back into the ballgame. They have loaded up the bases here in the fifth inning, trailing by a couple of runs at 4-2. Both pitchers have went all the way so far. Inquist for Mount Marty and Colton Williams for Hastings. Now timeout is called here. Gonsol backs out of the batter's box. Pitcher Colton Williams with a long stare toward the plate there, and Gonsol had enough. He loses on the stare down as he backs out of the batter's box. Now he's back in there. And here comes the pitch from Colton Williams. It's on its way to the plate. That's going to be a fastball that stays out wide for a ball. Matthias Gonsol now has worked the count. 4-3-2. Runners will be going here on the pitch as Colton Williams needs to come home. 4-2 is the score. Hastings with the lead here in the elimination ball game. Mount Marty with the bases loaded here in the fifth with 2 men out. Matthias Gonsol at the plate. There go the runners, and the ball is going to be fouled away. Runners are going on the pitch there. Back to the guy at third base, Jason Schmidt, was about three-quarters of the way down the line already as that was fouled away by Gonsol. Runner at second base, Jared Miller was already around the bag at third and heading home, but it was fouled away. So a base hit here probably will score 2 runs with the runners going on the pitch here. So 3-2 is the count to Matthias Gonsol. 2 men out here in the fifth inning of play. A great defensive play by Land has saved 1 run for us. Now Colton Williams trying to get up a run here. There go the runners already. Colton Williams going to deliver to the plate. Swung on and missed. He strikes him out. Colton Williams with a big strikeout here to end the inning. And Mount Marty will leave the bases loaded in the fifth. So a great defensive play by Land out there in right field saves the run. And then the pitcher Colton Williams gets a big, big strikeout here on a 3-2 pitch to Matthias Gonsol. That's his 7th strikeout of the ball game, and Hastings keeps Mount Marty off of the scoreboard. We will go to the bottom of the fifth with a score, Hastings 4, Mount Marty 2.
It's not all that easy being a mom. Luckily, once a year, Mother's Day comes along that makes all her effort worth it, especially when that day comes with a gift from Imperial Jewelers. At Imperial Jewelers, we have special items that will remind your mom how special she is to you and your family. Mother's rings are a perfect gift that include the birthstones of all her children. Lockets, gold bracelets, and gemstone necklaces are also great ideas. Surprise her with a gift this Mother's Day from Imperial Jewelers in downtown Hastings.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back in Sioux City for the second day of the GPAC Baseball Championships. Here on 1230 KHAS, a great play by Mack Land out there in right field. Saves a run for the Broncos. And then we get a big strikeout here from Colton Williams. And the Lancers are held out for the scoreboard here in this fifth inning. Now Hastings will bat in the bottom of the fifth. So Enquist will stay out there for the Lancers. These games are scheduled for 9 here today. We're now in the fifth. John LeMaster will start things off for the Broncos. Mack Land will bat second here in this inning. And then Sonny Huey, well, those guys get aboard. We'll see Zach Nelson. There's the ball. Hit back up through the middle, but it's retrieved there by Schmidt. Shorty goes over the first base. That's in time. John LeMaster is retired in the play from short to first. That's going to bring up Mack Land next. Land, he's been on base both times he's been up there today. Once on a single, once on an error. He has scored 2 runs. So Land, after making the nice defensive play out there in the top half of this inning, will come up there and try to get something done offensively here for Hastings. Land 1-for-2 today so far in this ball game. Yesterday, he was 1-out-of-4 at the plate. Had a walk and an RBI. He fouls away this pitch. No balls and 1 strike. Again, the Hastings College softball team in action here in just a little bit. They're playing at 2 o'clock today. the elimination ball game at SYA Complex here in Sioux City in the GPAC Championships. Hastings going 1-1 yesterday, losing to top-seeded Morningside 5-2, coming back in the elimination game, beating Northwestern 8-4 yesterday. So the Broncos will take on the Dort Defenders at 2 this afternoon. There's the next pitch to the play. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it's now one ball and one strike. The other game is going on in softball today. Morningside is playing Nebraska Wesleyan in another elimination ball game. Then at 4 today, the two undefeated teams from yesterday will meet Concordia against Midland. There's the next pitch to the play. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's now two balls and one strike to Mack Land. Sonny Huey coming up there next. In baseball, Midland and Sioux Falls played the first ball game today at Lewis and Clark Park. Hastings playing here against Mount Marty. Doan will take on Morningside. In fact, that ball game is just now getting started. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up to the outfield. Nathan Roach looks up, and he waits for it to come down, and right down in his gloves, he squeezed it there. And Mack Land is retired on the play as he flies out to center field. And both Roach and Lamley have dropped some fly balls out there in the outfield today for Mount Marty, but he squeezes that one in his glove. That's the second out of the fifth inning. Hastings has not went down in order yet this ball game. They've got something done offensively in every inning. But right now, it's two up, two down here in the fifth. Sonny Huey comes up there next. Huey's got a couple of base hits here in this ball game. Had an RBI single back there in the third. We're in the fifth right now. Hastings College with a lead over Mount Marty. Our college baseball game today, it is 4-2 from the GPAC Championships here in Sioux City. Here comes the next pitch to Sonny Huey. That was going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. So Sonny Huey up there, the shortstop for Hastings College. No balls and one strike to Huey. Zach Nelson is coming up there next. Huey, the number 8 hitter in the batting order. Yesterday at the plate for Huey, it was 1 out of 6. But he scored. Actually had 3 RBIs. 1 out of 6, and he had 3 RBIs. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 1 strike to Sonny Huey. A .278 batting average during the regular season. Huey, the product out of Fallbrook, California. The right-hand batter's box with a club in hand. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on. Foul tap. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Huey. So nobody up and throwing for either team here as far as the pitching is concerned. Enquist now working into the fifth inning. We'll see if Colton Williams can answer the bell for inning number 6 here for Hastings. Broncos have a 2-run advantage here, 4-2. Here comes the next pitch to Huey. That one just misses outside. And the count now is 4-3 balls and 2 strikes to Sonny Huey. So Enquist, the pitcher for Mount Marty, will climb back on top of the hill. Enquist is a product out of Richmond, Minnesota. 175-pounder, junior, right-handed thrower here for the Lancers. His overall record this year is sitting at just 1-4, but he has not been too shabby here in the ball game today. Next pitch is going to be down low, a little bit outside. And now the count is 4 to Sonny Huey at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 as Sonny backs out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings here. Now Marty playing pretty much straight away here in the outfield as Sonny re-enters the batter's box. There's a chopper towards second. Livermont's got it. Gets it over to first base, and the Broncos go down in order for the first time here today as they are retired from second to first. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. 5 innings in the books here this afternoon with a score. Hastings College 4, Mount Marty 2.
It's a fact. Accidents happen. The wrong time to become concerned about your insurance coverage is after you've met someone by accident. Make sure that you have the right coverage at the right price by contacting the Kroll Agency in Hastings, Kennesaw, Roseland, and Minden. The Kroll Agency offers auto insurance from Wadena Insurance Company, a member of the IMT Group. Wadena provides fast claim service, new car replacement, and identity theft recovery built right into their auto policy for no additional premium. Contact the Kroll Agency Incorporated for a free quote today.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is offering up to $1,600 in rebates on a qualifying Lennox home comfort system. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the comfort. Call 402-463-6061 and learn how Precision Heating and Air Conditioning can save you up to $1,600. You may also qualify for $500 in tax credits, so call 402-463-6061. Offer expires June 3rd. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operate businesses. Contact your tax advisor for tax credit information. Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
So the Broncos are going to have a new pitcher out there now as Addison Ives comes down and throws for Hastings College. Holt Williams in the last five innings. Now Addison Ives is going to come out here in the sixth inning for Hastings. So Jim Bowley making a move toward the bullpen. They did not see any action yesterday. So Addison Ives is going to throw now for Hastings College. His overall record sitting at 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. He's got 2 saves. Ives has thrown 30 and a third innings for Hastings this year. 34 base hits, 23 runs scored, 12 of those earned, 6 base on balls, and 22 strikeouts. His ERA is sitting at 3.56. Team's batting 272 against him. So Addison Ives now pitching for Hastings College here in this ball game. Ives is a freshman out of Littleton, Colorado, with the Chatfield High School there in Littleton, Colorado. So Addison comes out there now for Hastings College to pitch here in the sixth inning. Dylan Lambley will be the first guy to face Addison. Lambley, then Justin Kemp, then Ross Heine. The starting pitcher for Hastings, Colton Williams, will go 5 innings here this afternoon. He will give up the 2 runs that Mount Marty has put on the scoreboard so far. Mount Marty's got 7 base hits in the contest. 7 strikeouts for Colton Williams in the ball game today. And he had just 3 walks. So the line is complete on Colton Williams today. 5 innings pitched, 2 runs scored, 7 base hits, 7 strikeouts, and 3 walks. Now he'll give away to Addison Ives here for Hastings College, another right-handed thrower. As he works on Dylan Lambley, the first guy here in the sixth inning, as he attempts to bunt this pitch here, it's going to be fouled away. Lambley so far today is 0 for 2. He's flown out a couple of times. Flown out to right field, and he's flown out to center field here in the ballgame. It's going to be Addison Ives working from the stretch with nobody on the base pass here as the reliever comes out of the bullpen. There's a fly ball. It'd be in the gap, it is, as it falls down there. Going to be retrieved, though, by the left fielder for Hastings, Decker Brown. He gets it back there, and it holds. Lambley is just a single. So the 8th base hit of the ball game now for Mount Marty, and it occurs here in the 6th inning. 4-2 is the score. Hastings College hanging on here in this elimination ball game. Mount Marty's had plenty of chances here in this contest. They've had plenty of base runners. Justin Kemp comes up there next. Lancer is working in the bottom third of the order here against Hastings and Addison Ives in the sixth. So Justin Kemp, who had a batting average of 304 during the regular season, he'll come up there next for Mount Marty. Here comes the pitch by Ives. It's going to be outside for a ball. Kemp yesterday in their doubleheader was 2 out of 4, scored a couple of runs, and had 4 RBIs. So 1 ball and 0 strikes here to Justin Kemp. Taking a lead down there is going to be Lambley at the bag at first. LeMaster will hold him on. He'll stay put as the next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike here. 2 Kemp. He is the left fielder for Mount Marty. Lancer scoring 2 runs in the 4th inning. Hastings scoring 1 run in the 2nd, 2 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th. The Broncos have the advantage here. There goes the runner at first base, but the pitch is going to be fouled away. Attempting the bunt there was Justin Kemp, so the runner at first base, Justin Lambley, will go back there, or Dylan Lambley. Justin Kemp at the plate will have a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. 1 and 2 here to Justin Kemp. Ross Heine anxiously waiting here for the Lancers. 1 and 2 the count here to Justin Kemp. Nobody out for the Lancers here in the 6th. Addison Ives now throwing for Hastings. Works from the stretch and will throw one to the plate. There's a fastball. It's in there for a called 3rd strike in the outside corner. Justin Kemp goes down in the 1st strikeout of the ball game there by Addison Ives out of the pin. And Ross Heine comes up there next. He walked back there in the third, fouled out to the first baseman in the fourth. So he's 0 for 1 so far today. Heine yesterday 1 out of 4 from the plate. And there are two ball games, two runs scored, an RBI. Walked once. 0 for 1 officially here in this one. There goes the runner again at first base. The throw down there by Hobbs, not in time. A stolen base there by Dylan Lambley as he sneaks into the bag at second. Pitch was outside on Heine, so it's one ball and no strikes. To Heine, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. So a stolen base there by Lambley. He was 7 out of 8 stealing bases during the regular season, so he swipes one here on Jeff Hobbs. Hobbs has been pretty effective on those throws all season long, but that time Lambley, a good jump there at first base, and he slides in there safely at second base. Now Hines will step off of the rubber and look the runner back there the second. So Dylan Lambley is your base runner at second base. Hastings got one man out here in the sixth, protecting a 4-2 lead. Ross Heine waiting here at the plate, and here comes the next pitch. He attempts a bunt again. He goes after it, and they call a strike. They look down to the base umpire for a little bit of assistance there. They rule it a strike there, so Heine is rung up here. One ball and one strike down to the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Mount Marty. Lancers have a man on at second base. Heine represents the tying run here at the plate. 4-2, Hastings holding on here in this elimination ball game. And here comes the next pitch by Addison Ives. A check swing again. And it's going to be in there for another strike. So it's now one ball and two strikes. Hastings has already beaten this team twice this year. During the regular season, a doubleheader sweep up in Yankton. Hastings won by scores of 7-0 and 1-0. We got a 4-2 advantage here in this one. Addison Ives working from the stretch with that base runner on at second. Here comes the next pitch way outside. Two balls and two strikes. 233 batting average during the regular season for Heine. He had 24 base hits and 103 trips to the plate. 5 doubles, no triples, a home run, and 11 RBIs. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It just misses again outside. So now 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2 the count of the number 9 hitter in the batting order. He's already walked once today. Addison Ives out of the bullpen here for Hastings in relief of Colton Williams, who went the first 5 innings for the Broncos. Ives has given up a base hit here in the sixth, and there's a swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So after giving up the base hit, he comes back and strikes out Kemp, strikes out Ross Heine, and now the top of the order comes up there next in Nathan Roach. Roach flew out to right field his last time up there in the fifth inning. Laid down a sacrifice in the third, and he struck out in the first. So Nathan Roach, now the number one hitter in the batting order, strolls to the plate here and tries to get something going against Addison Ives. Addison again from the stretch. Will offer one to the plate. There's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Nathan Roach for Mount Marty. Roach, a junior of Norfolk Catholic, playing here for the Lancers from Yankton. Nothing and one to Nathan Roach. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. One ball and one strike. 1-1 the count down to Roach with Jason Livermont scheduled up there next. So 1-1 the count here to Roach as he digs into the right-hand side again, takes a couple of practice swings. Now Ives is ready. He's going to throw another one to the plate that's going to be fouled away. One ball and two strikes now to Roach. In a 250 batting average during the regular season. Roach had no doubles, no triples, no home runs, 5 RBIs, 12 base hits, and 48 trips to the plate for Nathan Roach for the Lancers. They're currently 19-26 on the season. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count here to Ives. Again, Addison waiting on the signal there from his catcher. And Jeff Hobbs is another big gust of wind blows here at Sioux City. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. That's now 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Mount Marty not rolling over here. They've trailed around most of the ball game, but each inning, it seems like they've got something going. They've got a man right now at second base with two men out. Now the count of the play is at 3-2 on Roach. There goes the runner. Pitch is going to be down low. Gets away from the catcher Hobbs and moving over to third base on the play is going to be Lambley. So there's a walk given up there by Ives. And that pitch was not very good. It hit out in front of the plate again. Got away from Hobbs back to the screen. So Jason Livermont comes up there next with a chance to be a hero here in the sixth. Now Marty has got base runners on at first and third base here in the sixth inning. Jason Livermont so far today has struck out twice and a single in the fifth. He's the guy that the Broncos chopped down here at the plate on a nice throw by Mack Land out there in right field as Livermont was attempting to score at the plate. So he'll go to work here against Addison Ives, and the first pitch to him is going to be a strike in the outside corner. 4-2, Hastings with the lead. We are in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 9 here today in the elimination ball game of our GPAC Championships, day number 2 here today. Base runners down here at first base. That's Nathan Roach. There's a throw over there, close. He dives back in there, gets his right hand on the bag as Lemaster applies the tag down there. Over there at third base is Dylan Lambley for Mount Barney. So this is the lead run coming to the plate right now in the form of Jason Livermont. Addison Ives looks toward third base, and there's a quick throw across the other way over here to first base, and diving back in there is going to be Roach. So Addison Ives trying to wiggle himself out of another jam here. Colton Williams seems like he was in trouble the past couple of innings, and now Addison comes out there, and he's in trouble in his first inning here. Next pitch is going to be onside for a ball. 1-1 now to Jason Livermont here from Mount Barney. Livermont this year led the team in walks with 29. He also had 29 strikeouts. Runners on at first and third base here for the Lancers. Two men out in the inning, and here comes the next pitch. It's going to just miss outside. So now it is 2-1 to Livermont. Jordan Schmidt would be next. Mount Barney threatening here again, the number 7 seeded team here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships. Hastings, of course, the number 1 seed. Here comes the next pitch from Addison Ives. That ball is going to be lifted to the outfield. Coming on is going to be Zach Nelson. He looks up. Nelson grabs the ball for the third out. So Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done as Jason Livermont flies out to center field. Mount Barney scores no runs in the inning. On one base hit, no errors on Hastings, two men left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score, Hastings 4, Mount Barney 2.
Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep those tires a-rollin', Garrett.
Roll on in to Garrett Tires and Treads during National Goodwill Week between May 2nd and the 7th and bring a sack or two of clothes or household goods for Goodwill. Garrett's will collect them for Goodwill and give you a coupon for 10% off any Garrett's services and products, including appliances. You do the spring cleaning for Goodwill and Garrett's will do the spring checkup for you.
Rollin', rollin', rollin'. Keep those tires a-rollin', Garrett's.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The Spring Blowout Sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings College still hanging on to the lead. 4-2 is the score as we head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. And staying out there for the Lancers will be Josh Inquist as he works into the sixth. Had a final score in that first ball game. It was Midland today beating Sioux Falls by a score of 15-5 in 8 innings. 10-run rule in that first ball game. Midland 15, Sioux Falls 5. So the Broncos can hang on here. We have to turn right around and play another ball game at 4 o'clock today over at Lewis and Clark Park here in Sioux City. So So Sioux Falls will rest for a couple of hours, and they'll wait for their next opponent. If Hastings can win here, we'll play Sioux Falls in the next ball game at 4 o'clock. There's a flying ball. It's going to be over in foul territory. It's in foul territory, so a strike there on Zach Nelson. We are in the sixth. Hastings College with a lead by a score of 4-2. Hastings scoring one run in the second inning, two more in the third, and one in the fourth. Mount Marty scoring two runs in the fourth inning. But they have had plenty of opportunities here today. Next pitch is down low on Nelson. His season batting average was at .211, but he's going to come on here late in the season. Nelson yesterday was one out of five, had a walk and a run, but he's come up with some big hits, in particular last week against the Doan College Tigers down there in Crete. Had a couple of big base hits for Hastings College. Nelson takes the next pitch down low here, and it is two balls and one strike on Nelson. Doan is leading Morningside, and that's a ball game that's going now at Lewis and Clark. It is 5-1 in the top of the third. That is an elimination ball game as well. So Midland picking up a win earlier today over Sioux Falls, 15-5. And now Doan is leading Morningside 5-1. Next pitch is going to be a ball outside, so Nelson gets aboard here on a walk. Enquist has not walked a whole lot of guys here in the ball game today. Had one in the second inning. And that's about all she's had today. Two walks for Josh Enquist. He walks one here in the sixth. So Zach Nelson gets aboard here. Decker Brown comes up there next for Hastings. Broncos trying to tack on some insurance runs down the stretch here. 4-2. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the sixth. The pitch is outside and down low on Brown. He had a season batting average of .229 for the Broncos this year. 22 base hits and 96 trips to the plate. He bunts his next pitch. It's going to be fielded there by Enquist as he underhands it to Jared Miller over here at first base. So the sacrifice works. That moves the runner into scoring position again. As Zach Nelson moves along to second base on the play. Decker Brown is retired from pitcher to first. Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Nealon is grounded out. He has walked, and he has laid down a sacrifice. So vintage Hastings College small ball baseball right here is it bunt a man around in the scoring position at second with one man out now. Hastings trying to tack on a run down the stretch here. Daniel Nealon watches that pitch hit in front of the plate, back into the chest protector, the catcher, Joshua Nandy. It's going to be a ball, one ball, and no strikes here to Daniel Nealon. .281 was his batting average during the regular season for Hastings College. Nealon was 2 out of 5 in the two ball games yesterday. Was hit by a pitch. Scored a run. Had a strikeout in that contest. The two contests yesterday. There's the ball hit in the right left field for a base hit. Around the bag at third and staying put is going to be Zach Nelson. So a base hit there for Daniel Nealon in the left field. Hastings now with runners at the corners at first and third. So Nealon gets a base hit here for the Broncos. And for the Broncos, that will be base hit number 6 in the ball game. So 6 hits now for Hastings. They've been out hit by Mount Barney so far. It's 7-6. And now we're going to have a conference coming out here on the mound here. And Josh Enquist may be close to being retired here early. For the Lancers of Mount Barney has worked into the 6th inning. He's went all the way so far for the Lancers. They've got a couple of relievers warming up down there in the third base bullpen. Bronco baseball coming your way today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. And Enquist is going to stay in there, at least for the time being. Conference is broken up. Hastings will have runners at first and third base. And now we've got E.J. Clark, Jeff Hobbs, and John Rivera coming up there. Chance for Hastings to get something done here in the sixth inning. They have not scored since the fourth. A.J. so far today with a single. He struck out once and grounded out. So he is 1-for-3 so far today. He was 1-for-5 yesterday. So 2-for-8 for the tournament here for A.J. Clark. And now the pitcher looked toward third. He was going to come around and throw to first base, but hopping back to the bag, there was Daniel Nealon. Don't be surprised to see Nealon going here with one man out of the inning. Runner over there at third base as well. Gonna stay put here. And here's the ball. It's going to be hit to actually to center field. Giving chase is going to be the left fielder. Kemp is going to grab it out there. He makes the catch on the ball, and then tagging from third base and scoring for Hastings is going to be Nelson. So A.J. does his job. He gets the ball lifted to the outfield. He's going to fly out here to officially the left fielder out there in left center field. He drives home a run. Is coming in to score is going to be Zach Nelson. And Hastings College has now got a 5-2 lead over Mount Barney with two men out here in the ballgame. And Jeff Hobbs comes up there next. Hobbs is 1-for-3 so far today. Reached on an error back there in the first inning. Blew out to center field in the third. And he had a single, an RBI single in the fourth. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is outside. The throw down there is well late. And Daniel Nealon gets the board there at second base with a stolen base now. So, again, the Broncos have a man on in scoring position. Trying to tack on one more here in the sixth. This ball game scheduled for 7 here today. We had a major discussion in the first inning that delayed us by about 20 or 25 minutes when I figured out a call there that we'll talk with Coach Bulvey about on the postgame show. Next pitch to the play is going to be in there for a strike on Jeff Hobbs. So Hastings, if we can hang on here, we'll play again at 4 o'clock this afternoon. A quick turnaround here over at the main field in Sioux City. They would take on the Cougars from the University of Sioux Falls, who were pasted earlier today by Midland by a score of 15-5 in 8 innings. There's the ball hit on the ground towards short, fielded there by Schmidt. Gets it over here to first base. That's going to be in time. The Bronco inning is over as Hobbs is retired in the play from short to first. But Hastings taxed on a run here in the sixth inning. One run on one base hit. No errors, and one man left on base. We go to the seventh inning with a score. Hastings College 5, Mount Barney 2.
Local power outages are often caused by severe weather. Should high winds, thunderstorms, or lightning cause difficulties this spring and summer, be prepared. Keep a battery-powered radio handy. In the event of a prolonged outage in your neighborhood, check with friends and relatives because their homes may still have power. To report any interruptions of service, simply call Hastings Utilities at 463-1371. Hastings Utilities, a municipally owned utility serving the community of Hastings and area customers, including Junietta, with reliable, dependable service.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11, weekend 7 a.m. for breakfast.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
So Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. We enter the final three innings here. Hastings College with a lead over Mount Marty by a score of 5-2. Boy, the Lancers have certainly had their chances here in this ballgame. They left a man stranded in the first, man stranded in the third inning, one more in the fourth, three in the fifth, two in the sixth. Anderson I is now throwing for Hastings College as we head to the seventh inning. Colton Williams was your first starter for Hastings. Williams, he lasted the first five innings, gave up two runs, seven hits, seven strikeouts, and three walks. I was in that last inning when he came on. He recorded two strikeouts, a base on balls, but no runs. In fact, Mount Barney had runners at first and third and did not score. So now Jason Schmidt comes up here to lead off the Mount Barney half of the seventh inning. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls and one strike to Jason Schmidt. Season batting average of .364 this season for the Lancers. He's got a couple of base hits so far today. He's scored a run. He's also got a walk. Next pitch is going to be in there for another strike. So nothing in two now to Jason Schmidt. Jared Miller will follow him, and then Josh Winandy. Numbers 3, 4, and 5 in the batting order here for Mount Barney. Next pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball. Now one ball and two strikes. Mount Marty, the number 7-seeded team here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They finished the regular season with a mark of 9-13. Hastings College, the regular season champs, 16-6. They're headed to the NAIA National Tournament next week. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and he strikes him out. Not looking there on a called third strike as Jason Schmidt goes down. Third strike out of the ball game there for Addison Ives, and that's going to bring up Jared Miller next. Miller has struck out so far in the ball game. He's got a single, scored a run in the fourth. He singled in the fifth and was left stranded. To Jared Miller, another left-handed hitter, comes up there. The face of the right-handed throwing Addison Ives. And the pitch by Addison is going to be down low, a little bit outside. 1-0 the count. Regardless of what happens here in the GPAC Championships, these teams will play again next week in the NAIA National Tournament. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now 2-0. The official pairings and sights going to be announced by the NAIA sometime during the day on Sunday. We'll find out where we play. And Hastings will have their opening round game on Thursday. Here comes the next pitch by Ives. It's going to be inside for a ball. It's now three balls and no strikes here to Jared Miller. Most likely destination for Hastings next week will be Oklahoma City. Here comes the next pitch by Ives, a fastball right down the pipe there. That's three balls and one strike. Paducah, Kentucky, Lubbock, Texas, Los Angeles, California also being mentioned as possible sites for the Nationals next week. Next pitch is going to be hit on the ground towards second. Nealon's got it. Goes to first baseman LeMaster to record the out. So two up, two down now for Mount Marty here in the seventh inning. Joshua Nanny comes up there next to catcher. He has struck out twice today, and he has also got a base hit, a single. That was back there in the fifth inning when Andy had a regular season average of .288. When Andy yesterday had a tough time, he was 0 for 4 in their two ball games, had a couple of walks, struck out once. In their games against Doan, and also Northwestern. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Matthias Gatzel will be next. Mount Marty looking for some base runners and now trailing in the ballgame 5-2. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And Winandy is now even up at one ball and one strike. So Ives did not throw in the ball games yesterday for Hastings. In fact, both starting pitchers went all the way. Kirby Wells in the first ball game against Concordia, and then A.J. Clark in that loss yesterday to Midland. So the first action for the bullpen here today in this nine-inning ball game. There's a strike on the outside corner. And Winandy is now behind on the count of one ball and two strikes as he backs out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings. Knees is down at the third base coach down there in the box, and now re-enters here. One ball and two strikes to Josh Winandy. Gonsol and Lambley scheduled up here. There's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. In the first base side, it gets out of play. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. You're listening to the GPAC Baseball Championships today. We're at Sioux City North High School. This is the site that Hastings played their first ball game yesterday against Concordia. Here comes the next pitch by Addison Ives. It's a fastball that stays outside. And it is now two balls and two strikes. All the rest of the action today is being played at Lewis and Clark Park. We are headed there next, hopefully, for our next ball game at 4 o'clock. And here comes the next pitch by Addison Ives. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now three balls and two strikes. Boy, this game is going. We could still be playing at 4 o'clock today. Here, 3-2 the count to Joshua Nandy. Addison Ives kind of lock things up here in the seventh inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be just outside. Just misses any walk delivered up there by Ives. And now he's recorded three strikeouts in the ball game. He's got one walk. And that's going to bring up Matthias Gatzel. Gatzel has struck out twice so far in this ball game, has walked once.
The designated hitter, number 21, Matthias Gatzel.
He's a DH, season batting average of .262 on the season. Gonsol yesterday was 2 out of 6 in their doubleheader. Scored a run, had an RBI, struck out twice. And he pops his first pitch up high in the air, waiting for it as LeMaster, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. So one pitch to Matthias Gonsol, and bam, just like that, he's out of there as he flies out to the first baseman, John LeMaster. So no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score, Hastings College 5 and Mount Marty 2.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and addition, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
So we come back here in the seventh inning. Hastings College will bat in the bottom of the seventh. Broncos continue to lead by a score of 5-2. John Rivera coming up there for Hastings. John LeMaster, Mack Land. Numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order. Then we'll see Sonny Huey and Zach Nelson. If Hastings can get something going here in the seventh. Three-run lead, and Josh Enquist will come back out and throw here for Mount Marty in the seventh inning of play. Hastings College softball team getting ready to take the diamond here in just a little bit, just a few minutes, as they'll take on the Dort Defenders here in Sioux City. They're playing the GPAC softball championships as well the same weekend. Hastings going 1-1 yesterday, losing to Morningside in the opening round game. The Mustangs, the top-seeded team in softball. Hastings then coming back and beating Northwestern in the elimination ball game yesterday. So Hastings will play here in softball beginning at 2 this afternoon against the Dort Defenders. Hastings here against Mount Marty so far so good. The Broncos have a 5-2 lead. John Rivera comes up there, and he hits that one hard to left field, but it's going to curve over into foul territory. Takes a big bounce out there, and ball's in the turf, out in foul territory. So a long strike there on John Rivera. So far today, he's 0-for-3 here in this ballgame. He has struck out once. He has grounded out, and he's flown to right field. Rivera yesterday, the hero at the plate. He had 3 base hits for Hastings and 5 attempts. And now we see some relievers starting to warm up down there for Mount Marty in the third base bullpen. Josh Enquist has went all the way so far for the Lancers. And he's going to continue to throw. Here's a ball that's going to be hit down the third base line. It's going to be in foul territory. So 0-2 to John Rivera. Enquist has not struck out a whole lot of guys. In fact, he's only got 1 strikeout, and that occurred back there in the second inning. He's only walked 2 guys. So 1 strikeout, 2 walks, but other than that, Broncos got 6 base hits off of him. Mount Marty has got 3 errors to help the Broncos along here. And Hastings have been staked out to a 5-2 lead here in the seventh inning. John Rivera batting here for Hastings. And there's a pitch that's going to be outside for a ball, and it just misses. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Rivera. Had a batting average during the regular season of .264. Awaits here in the right-hand batter's box as he waits on the pitch here from Josh Enquist. Mount Marty will play him pretty much straight away out of the outfield. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be popped up again. Nathan Roach goes over into right center field, but the left fielder, Justin Kemp, or left center field, Justin Kemp is going to grab it out there for Mount Marty to record the out. So John Rivera flies out to left field out there. Fourth time today, the Riveras went down here without reaching base. John LeMaster comes up there next. LeMaster fouled out to the first baseman in the second. Reached on an error, scored a run in the third, and grounded out in the fifth. So he's 0 for 3 today. John was 3 for 3 in the first ball game yesterday against Concordia. He attempts to bunt here and will take a strike. Nothing and one to LeMaster. Mack Land is due up there next. Hastings batting here in the bottom of the seventh. This one's scheduled for 9 here today. Here comes the next pitch by Inquist. It's swung on and fouled tap. 0-2 to John LeMaster, the Adams Central product here. LeMaster during the regular season, 229 hitter. LeMaster had 11 base hits and 48 trips to the plate. 5 RBIs during the regular season with no home runs. He waits on the pitch again from Josh Inquist. He's got one man out here in the seventh. Rocks and fires. Next pitch is a fastball and nicks the outside corner for a strike and a strikeout there by Josh Inquist. Strikeout number 2 in the ball game as LeMaster is caught looking on a called third strike there. So 2 strikeouts now for Josh Inquist. Well, that's his first one since the second inning. Hastings scoring, run in the second, 2 more in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the sixth. Total of 5 runs so far in the ball game. Mount Barney has done their damage in the fourth. They scored a couple of runs there. First pitch to Mack Land is going to be outside the strike zone. 1 ball and no strikes to Mack. He's got the club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Who's Josh Inquist rocks and fires again. Took something off of that one, and it stays down low. There's 2 balls and no strikes here to Land. Sonny Huey would be next. There's 2 men out for Hastings here in the seventh. Josh Inquist, who is 1-4 coming in here today, has gone all the way for the Lancers. Next ball is going to be popped up. It's going to be on the first base side, and giving chase, it's going to be out of play. Jared Miller, the first baseman, gave chase over here to the screen, but it gets out of play on our side of the field here in the count. Is it 2 balls and 1 strike now to Land? He returns back to grab the bat here. 2 men out for Hastings here in the seventh inning. Pleasant day today here in Sioux City. Wind blowing as usual. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be a strike here. And it's now 2 balls and 2 strikes to Land. Land playing out in right field. They had a nice throw earlier in this ballgame to chop down a potential run at the plate. Here comes the next pitch to him. He pops this one up. Again, on the right field side, giving chase is Miller. It comes over to the screen, and it gets out of play. So Josh Inquist gets a new baseball here. Land returns to the batter's box. 2 men out for the Broncos here at the bottom of the seventh. Nobody on the base pads right now. They're clean. Mack Land trying to change that right here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jim Bovey down in the third base coaching box for Hastings. Sean Sorahan here on the first base side looking on with a ball club out on top by 3 runs. Here comes the next pitch by Inquist. It's going to be hit on the ground. Back up to the middle. That's going to be a base hit. So Mack Land gets a base hit here for Hastings as it goes bouncing into center field. Retrieved out there by Nathan Roach for Mount Marty. But the Broncos got to be their 7th base hit in the ball game now, so the hits are now even at a 7 apiece. Sonny Huey comes up there next. Huey so far today, he's got a couple of base hits. He's got an RBI. And he's grounded out, so he's 2-for-3 here today out of the number 8 hole. And now we're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Mount Barney, as they've already signaled to the bullpen. So a pitching change is coming up here for the Lancers with 2 men out in the 7th inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College 5 and Mount Barney 2.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The Spring Blowout Sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals May 20th and 21st.
1230 KHAS.
Next pitcher for Mount Marty is going to be Adam McVay. Adam McVay is a left-handed thrower as he comes on here. McVay with a 6.26 earned run average. His record is sitting at 1-1, no losses on the season. He's got 2 saves, 23 innings pitched, giving up 23 base hits, 21 runs, 16 of those earned, 16 base on balls, 27 strikeouts. Team's batting .261 against him. So Josh Inquest, he takes us into the seventh inning, 6 2/3 to be exact. And now Hastings will face McVay out here in the seventh. With a base runner on at first base, that's Mack Land. Sonny Huey is up to the plate next. So Adam McVay, a junior from here in Iowa, is coming to the plate. They're coming to the mound next. McVay, left-handed thrower, as he looks at the runner at first base, and there's a swing and a miss at the plate by Sonny Huey. No balls and 2 strikes. So a good performance there by Josh Inquist. His ball club continues to trail here by a score of 5-2. Adam McVay out there now for the Lancers to try to finish things off. Just looking for a little offense here. McVay from the stretch as he looks at the runner at first base, going to offer one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit over here to the first base side in foul territory. So the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes to Huey. Zach Nelson would be next year for Hastings. Midland has beaten Sioux Falls today by a score of 15-5 in 8 innings. So the team we saw yesterday, the Warriors, the only undefeated team left here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference Baseball Championships. The rest of us will find it out down the stretch here in the championship ball game is scheduled for tomorrow over at Lewis and Clark Park. Here comes the next pitch by McVay. That one's going to be popped up, and it's going to be on the third base side out of play. Count remains at 0-2. At last check, Doan was leading Morningside in the second ball game over there at Lewis and Clark, 5-1, top of the third inning. If Hastings wins this ball game here, we'll play again here later on this afternoon. Not much rest in between. Hastings will play another 9-inning ball game, an elimination contest against the Sioux Falls Cougars. Be a tough one over at Lewis and Clark in the other elimination ball game. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Sioux Falls is already resting. Cougars get a little time off after they were beaten in 8 innings earlier today. In the first ball game, it started at 9. This one lugging along here. About 3 hours old here, and we're into the bottom of the seventh inning. Hastings out on top by a score of 5-2. Running at first base, taking a lead down there is going to be Land. McVay, the left-hander, will look that way, and he'll throw it over there, and back in there is going to be Mack Land standing up. Land has got some stolen bases this year. In fact, he's 6 out of 8 stealing bases. He's got the ties for the team lead at 6 in that category. Got a good lead right now down here. McVay's going to offer one to the plate instead, and it comes inside and beans him. Sonny Huey hit by a pitch. So McVay comes on, and he hits his first batter here. That was an 0-2 pitch, too, after Sonny fouled away a couple of pitches. So now Sonny Huey is down at first base. Mack Lamb moves along to second base. Zach Nelson comes up there next, the number 9 hitter in the batting order. This is in the same spot that Hastings College was a year ago. They won their first ball game, lost their second one. Then the Broncos won 2 elimination games on Friday, and Hastings got into the championship ball game a year ago, where we finally lost in the first championship ball game on a Saturday. Broncos trying to repeat that performance here in 2011. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high on the Zach Nelson. And trotting out to have a couple of words with Adam McVay is going to be the catcher, Joshua Nandy. We've got 2 men out here in the bottom half of the 7th inning. Hastings College out on top by a score of 5-2. Hastings has been in control of this ballgame all the way here today, it seems like. We're looking up on the scoreboard, and we're still in a contest just with a 3-run lead. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Well, Kansas City Royals baseball for you tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Royals playing the Oakland A's tonight. 7:10 starting time, 6:35 pregame show tonight on the Breeze. Well, here comes the next pitch to the plate to Zach Nelson. It's going to be down low for a ball. So now a hit batter. Now he's worked the count to 3 balls and no strikes to Zach Nelson. By the way, if Hastings College wins this ball game, the Nebraska-Texas game will move over to ESPN tonight. It'll be a 6:35 start. Here comes the next pitch. A strike delivered there on a 3-0 pitch. So it's now 3-1. So the Broncos win here and play that 4 o'clock ball game against Sioux Falls. The Huskers in Texas will move tonight to ESPN, 1550 KICS, 6:04 for the pregame show, 6:35 for the first pitch in Lincoln. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's hit on the ground towards second. Fielded there by Livermont. Bobbles the ball. Gets it over the first base. Is it in time? Yes, they catch him. Zach Nelson is retired on the play. The second baseman, Livermont, trying to scoop it up there and then juggle the ball a little bit. And that was a close play at first base, but Zach Nelson is retired at first base. So the Broncos scored no runs on a base hit. No errors and 2 men left on base. 7 innings complete here this afternoon with a score. Hastings College 5, Mount Marty 2.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
So we head to the 8th inning. Addison Ives comes back out for Hastings College. Just joining us, Colton Williams goes the first 5 innings for the Broncos here today. Gives up a couple of runs, 7 base hits, 7 strikeouts, and 3 walks during his time out there. Ives has struck out 3. He has walked 1. Trying to save the day here for the Broncos in this elimination ball game. And we'll board the bus and we'll move across town to Lewis and Clark and play a tough Sioux Falls ball club. They're anxiously waiting for their next opponent. So the bottom of third of the order coming up here from Mount Marty. Dylan Lambley, also Justin Kemp and Ross Heine. Lambley so far today, he's got 1 base hit and 3 trips to the plate. Blown out a couple of times. And a single back there in the 6th. Hastings now with 5 runs on 8 base hits. They've got 1 error in the ball game. They've left 9 men on the base paths. Mount Barney with 2 runs on 7 hits. They've committed 3 errors, and they've left 7. There's a strike there on Lambley. 1-2 on Dillon. He's out in right field here this afternoon. But now both teams into their bullpen is here as we head down the stretch in this 9-inning ball game. There's a ball hit toward right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. Mack Land again retrieves the ball here for Hastings College, but again, Mount Barney has got their leadoff man on here in the 8th. Now the ball gets away as the ball comes back to the infield, and taking off for second base is going to be Lambley. So a single there for Dylan Lambley, but the ball comes in and it gets away from the Broncos, and it comes over here to the third base side, and the runner takes off towards second base. I think it has to be scored a single along with an error for the Broncos here as it allows the runner to head down to second base on the play. So Dylan Lambley is now at second for Mount Marty. It is a 5-2 ball game. The Lancers just kind of hanging around here. As I said earlier, it seems like the Broncos are dominating this ball game, but Hastings only with a 3-run lead. Justin Kemp comes up there next. Kemp had a double back there in the 4th. Struck out in the 6th, and also was retired back there in inning number 3. But Justin Kemp has got a base hit so far in his 3 appearances. Had a season batting average of .304. Addison I is working here for Hastings in inning number 8. We're in the top of the 8th. Hastings the home team here in this ball game, and here comes a fastball to the plate. It's going to be inside for a ball. Now 1-1 here to Justin Kemp. Ross Heine, then Nathan Roach, hoping to get a chance here in the 8th inning for the Lancers of Mount Barney. They came in here as the number 7-seeded team in the GPAC Championships, trying to stun the top-seeded Broncos here. This is the elimination ball game. There's a ball hit on the ground towards short. Bobbled there by Sonny Healy. Goes ricocheting off of his glove in the center field. One run is going to score. There is now a 5-3 ball game in favor of the Broncos. So Justin Kemp gets aboard here. Another error chalked up on Hastings as Sonny Huey unable to make the play at shortstop there for Hastings. Moving toward the bag at second. Ricochets off of his glove into center field. So now the Lancers starting to make things interesting down the stretch here in the 8th inning. Ross Heine is due up there next. For Mount Barney. We're going to have a conference on the mound here as the third baseman for Hastings, A.J. Clark, comes in. Have a couple of words with Addison Ives. So is Jeff Hobbs. So the run scores from second base. That's Lambley. So it's now a 5-3 ball game in favor of the Broncos. Now, all of a sudden, Heine is the tying run here. In the 8th inning, he so far has walked. He has fouled out to the first baseman, and he has struck out. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. So nothing at 1 to Ross Heine. He's the number 9 hitter in the batting order here for Mount Barney. At a season batting average of .233. Heine is up there now, the man on at first base. The Lancers trying to come back here in the ball game. There's a throw over to LeMaster at first, and diving back in there is going to be our base runner here in Justin Kemp. Kemp again takes a pretty good lead over there at first base. LeMaster with his glove outstretched. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be fouled away as an attempted bunt, unable to be laid down there by Heine. It takes a strike. So no balls and 2 strikes now to Heine. Kent, your base runner down there at first base, stealing bases this year. It's 3 out of 5. He's got a good lead down there right now. Mount Barney with nobody out here in the 8th inning. 1 run in. Next pitch is outside. The ball gets away from Hobbs over to the right side, and running down to second base is going to be Justin Kemp. It was a good block there by Jeff Hobbs, and that ball was down in the dirt, delivered up there by the pitcher, Anderson Nye, as he goes trickling over here to the first base side. Hobbs pounces on it, but the speedy Justin Kemp gets down to the bag at second. And now Mal Barney has got another run in scoring position down there at second. The count here at the plate is at 1-2. The next one is going to be outside for a ball. 2-2. Addison Nye is now rubbing the baseball down there on the mound. Climbs back on top of the hill, and he's set to go. 2-2. Heine is the number 9 hitter in the batting order for Mount Marty. Here comes the next pitch. A fastball is hit on the ground to the right side. It gets through for a base hit. Around the bag at third is going to be kept. The stop sign comes up as the throw comes in from Land. Land's already nailed one guy at the plate out there in right field. That time, the stop sign comes up there at third base. Kemp stays, but Ross Heine gets aboard here for Mount Marty. It's a 5-3 ball game now here in the top half of the eighth inning. And now coming to the plate is going to be Nathan Roach. And he represents the lead run here for Mount Marty. And here comes Jim Bovee out of the dugout for Hastings. This could be it for Addison Eyes. So Addison is running into problems here in this eighth inning. I think Hastings is going to get some new folks in there. I think Land is going to come on. The save specialist here for the Broncos is Addison Eyes is going to come out of the ballgame. So Addison Eyes will come out of the ballgame. We've got a pitching change in store here for the Broncos. Hastings with a lead, but they're clinging to the lead. We're in the top half of the eighth inning. It's now Hastings 5 and the Mount Marty Lancers 3.
If you're a farmer, this one's for you. Servitech Crop Consulting knows that you're not alone out there in your field. With 35 years of agronomic experience, Servitech agronomists can help you with pest management, hybrid selection, irrigation scheduling, and much more. Servitech, making the planet more productive since 1975. Visit Servitech's new website at servitechinc.com. Servitech Crop Consulting.
Is there an older adult in your family? Consider Haven Home of Kennesaw, a clean, comfortable nursing home nestled in a small town setting. We offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, adult respite and rehabilitation services, and hospice care. Included is free transportation to and from appointments, all provided by a friendly staff ready to answer your questions. Keep the golden years carefree years at Haven Home of Kennesaw at the corner of Smith and Elm Streets in Kennesaw. Call 402-752-3212 for a no-obligation tour or information.
Don't let another summer slip by without enjoying some great Major League Baseball. And what's better than the Royals and Cardinals? This is Doug Duda. Be sure to hop on our bus to Kansas City May 20th and 21st as the Royals host the Cardinals. We go Friday the 20th for a night game. Stay overnight and catch Game 2 Saturday afternoon before heading home. Transportation, hotel, and tickets are all included. Deadline for this great trip is Friday, May 13th. Call First Holiday Tour and Travel to Reserve 308-384-1800. Royals Cardinals May 20th and 21st.
1230 KHAS.
Doan winning in their ball game today, the elimination ball game over at Lewis and Clark, 8-1. Doan has got the lead over Morningside. So coming into the ball game to pitch for Hastings is going to be Mack Land. Cody Falk is going to be your right fielder for Hastings. So Land will move from right field to the pitcher's mound. Cody Falk inserted into the ball game here. So Mack Land has been the save specialist for Hastings College this season. He's going to be called on here as Hastings College is clinging to a 5-3 lead. And now Bob Marty has got runners on at first and third base. So Mack Land trying to get us out of here. Nathan Roach is going to be your batter here for Mount Marty. Roach, he's got a walk so far in the ball game. He has flown out to right field. He's laid down a sacrifice, and he has struck out. So Mack Land out there for Hastings, his record at 4 wins, no losses, a team-high 3 saves, 23 2/3 innings, giving up 23 hits, 13 runs, 9 of those earned, 5 base on balls, 23 strikeouts, ERA 3.42. There's another attempted bunt, and he takes a strike here. Teams are batting 256 against Land. So Mack Land trying to save the day now for Hastings. He's made a nice play in the field here for the Broncos out in the outfield, and now he comes on the pitch for Hastings. Mack Land pitching now in the eighth inning with runners on at first and third base. Here's the next pitch, head on the ground, right back to Land. He looks towards second, fires the ball down there for one, over the first base, not in time. So they get the runner down there at second base. Land does a great job looking the runner back to third base. He stays put. That's Justin Kemp. They get Ross Heine down there at second base. That is the first out of the inning. The runner's on at first and third as Roach will get aboard here. And that's going to bring up Livermont next. So Ross Heine is retired down there at second base. Now there's one man out here in the inning. Livermont comes up there next. Poor Mount struck out. He has struck out. He has had a single, and he has flown out to center field in his four attempts here. 5-3, Hastings College in the lead. The fastball thrown there by Land is going to be in there for a strike. So Land trying to save the day. He's got three saves already this year for Hastings College to go along with his four wins. Not many people have been able to get to Mack Land so far this year in his relief appearances. Here comes Mack's next pitch is a fastball. It's going to be in there for another strike. So Livermont falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. This might be the last opportunity here for Mount Barney. A golden chance. They've got runners at first and third. Runners already in. Now one man out of the inning. Next pitch is in on the ground. Slow roller out here to second base. Nealon grabs it, goes to first base. That's going to be in time, but a runner's going to score. Livermont is retired in the play from second to first. That was a slow roller. Nealon had to wait for it there at second base. Another run in, comes in to score. So now it's a 5-4 ball game in favor of Hastings. Moving along to second base on the play is going to be Roach. And now Jason Schmidt comes up there. Schmidt, he walked in the first. He had a single in the fourth, scored a run. Had a single in the fifth inning, and he struck out in the seventh. So he is 2-for-3 so far today. Jason Schmidt is one of the leading hitters for Mount Barney all season long. He had a season batting average of .364. He'll bat from the left-hand side here against the right-handed throwing Mack Land, and there's a pitch down low for a ball. So one ball and no strikes. All of a sudden, things are a little uneasy over here on the first base side. That's the Broncos side here this afternoon. 5-4 is the score. Hastings clinging to a run, one-run lead here with a tying run down there at second base in the form of Nathan Roach. Mack Land works in the stretch. He's got a sign, and here comes the pitch again. It's going to be out wide for a ball. So two balls and no strikes. 2-0, the count to Jason Schmidt. The leading hitter on the team, Jared Miller, is in the on-deck circle here for Mount Barney. Lancers now within a couple or one run. It's 5-4. They've scored two runs here in the eighth. Here comes the next pitch by Land. That one is outside for a ball. So now our two relievers, who Jim Bovey wanted to get some work today, maybe not in this situation, though. Addison Ives came on there for Hastings. And now they're going to give the walk to Jason Schmidt. That'll set up a force out at any base here. So the first walk given up there by Land as they set up a force at any base here. And Jared Miller comes up there next. So now runners on at first and second base. There's two men out as they're going to pitch here to the leading hitter on the team and Jared Miller. And Miller will take a pitch outside for a ball. Miller had a season-high batting average, .376 for the Lancers. Runners are out at first and second base for Mount Marty here in the elimination ballgame, trailing Hastings by a score of 5-4. Next pitch by Atlanta is a fastball that's right down the pipe there, and it's now even up at one ball and one strike. Jared Miller, 47 for 125 during the regular season. He had a team-high 14 doubles this year, a triple, three home runs, 30 RBIs. He's trying to keep his team alive here in the GPAC Championships. He takes a strike there, a breaking pitch by Land that's run across the center portion of the plate. Now one ball and two strikes here to Jared Miller. 1-2 the count here in the eighth inning with runners on at first and second base. And his two men out. Mack Land working from the stretch. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to the plate. That's swung on. A chopper towards shortstop. Huey throws it to first base, and he's going to be safe down here at first. The throw was high by Sonny Huey. Well, Master tries to come back and tag out the runner here, Jared Miller, down the line. And now Jim Bovey again is out of the dugout here for Hastings. We got into this situation earlier today in the first inning, and now we are tied up. are checked, and the runner moves over to third base on the play. It's still a 5-4 ball game. Runners are now loaded up here at first, second, and third. We're going to have a courtesy run over here as that Derek Nelson is going to come on and run over here at first base now. So Josh Winandy comes up there next. So Jared Miller gets aboard here. That was a high throw from Sonny Huey at shortstop. So another error chalked up on the Broncos here in the eighth inning. And now we've got the bases loaded. Now Marty has got the bases loaded here in the eighth inning, trailing by a score of 5-4. And Josh Winandy comes up there next. Winandy has struck out. He has struck out twice. He's got a single, and he has got a base on balls. So Mack Land will now work from the full windup. There's two men out here in the eighth inning. Here comes a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. No balls in one strike. Hastings in the elimination ball game here this afternoon, trying to survive. They'll have a date with Sioux Falls if they can win here. Right now, they're just concerned about getting out of here. Now Marty with a golden opportunity. The base is loaded here with two men out in the eighth. And Land will back out for the rubber. And he'll reset himself here as he gets ready to pitch to Josh Winandy. Josh had a batting average during the regular season of .288. Here's the wind in the pitch. It's going to be swung on. Tap to the left side. Could be trouble. Huey has got the long throw to first base. That is going to be in time, and Hastings gets out of the inning. Josh Winandy is retired in the play. A nice throw that time by Sonny Huey, but it was a long one. Is to catch Josh Winandy here at first base. Now Marty comes up with two runs in the inning, but they leave the bases loaded in the eighth. Two runs for Mount Marty in the eighth inning of play, and we head to the bottom of the inning with a score, Hastings 5 and Mount Marty 4.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is holding their annual Root for Kids' Sake flower sale this Mother's Day weekend. Friday 10 to 7, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 2. Stop by the Hastings High School at 14th and Burlington to purchase a hanging or sitting basket. All proceeds benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters of Hastings, serving Adams, Clay, and Webster counties. The weather is perfect, so bring Mom out to the Big Brothers Big Sisters Root for Kids' Sake flower sale this weekend at 14th and Burlington in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Still going to have a new pitcher as well for Mount Marty. Jason Schmidt is going to come out and pitch here. Jason Schmidt will come out and pitch. ERA is sitting at 3.00. His record is sitting at 2 wins, no losses on the season. He has thrown 15 innings, giving up 13 hits, 5 runs, 5 of those earned, 9 base on balls, 23 strikeouts. Teams batting .232 against him. So Jason Schmidt is now the pitcher here for Mount Marty. He comes in from a shortstop. The pitch here for the Lancers out of Mount Marty. But Hastings avoiding a big inning there for the Lancers of Mount Marty. They leave the bases loaded in the eighth inning there. So 5-4 is the score. Hastings holding on to a one-run advantage over the Lancers here in the elimination ball game. So Jason Schmidt, a junior from Mitchell, South Dakota, is going to be our next pitcher out there for the Lancers of Mount Marty. Livermont is now the shortstop as Mount Marty making some changes. So Livermont, who moves over from second base, will now be the shortstop. Jason Schmidt is now your pitcher here for the Lancers. And obviously we'll have a new second baseman out there as well, but Hastings College ready to bat here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. 5-4 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Decker Brown coming up there for Hastings in their half of the eighth. Top of the order here for Hastings. Brown, Nealon, and Clark. Hastings scoring a run in the second inning, 2 more in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 1 in the sixth. Mount Morney scoring two in the fourth and two in the eighth inning. There's a strike there on Decker Brown. It's going to be on the outside corner. So one ball and one strike now for Decker Brown. We're in the eighth inning. This one's scheduled for nine here this afternoon between the Lancers and the Broncos, the elimination ball game. Hastings wins here. We'll play a second ball game coming up. And it's scheduled for four, but it'll be a quick turnaround over at Lewis and Clark Park today. About 6 miles from this location, we'll head over there. Sioux Falls waiting for their next opponent. Sioux Falls was beaten earlier today by Midland by a score of 15-5 in eight innings. Doan had an 8-1 lead over Morningside in another elimination ball game late in that contest. Midland, the only undefeated team left here in the GPAC Championships. They go to 3-0 with that 15-5 win over Sioux Falls earlier today. Just what we needed, the Cougars biting at the bit, as we could see them later on today. There's a swing and a miss. And going down on strikes is going to be Decker Brown. First strike out of the ball game there for Jason Schmidt. And now Daniel Nealon comes up there next. So this is the third pitcher used for Mount Marty in the ball game. Hastings has had three now. Daniel Nealon comes to the plate next. He's grounded out. He has walked, laid down a sacrifice, and he's got a base hit. He has four trips to the plate. Here's the next pitch by Schmidt. That's going to be in there for a strike. So Jason Schmidt, a right-handed thrower here for the Lancers. Looks like another hard thrower out there as he's cruising right along here. No balls and one strike here to Daniel Nealon, the second guy he's faced here in the eighth. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for another called strike. 0-2 to Daniel Nealon. A.J. Clark would be next. And Jeff Hobbs. Coming up after the ball game today, we'll name our player of the game. We'll also have our coach's post-game show. We'll pack up and hopefully head across town for a second ball game coming up later on today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count to Daniel Nealon here in the eighth. Bases are empty here for the Broncos. Mount Marty making things interesting in the top of the inning by scoring two runs. They're now within a run of the Broncos here in the eighth. Here comes the next pitch, and on the ground right by the second baseman into right field. Picked up out there by Lambley, returned back to the infield. So Hastings gets a base hit here as Daniel Nealon gets a base hit to right field. And for the Broncos, that's going to be their ninth hit of the ball game. So nine hits now for Hastings here in this contest. They had 10 yesterday against Concordia, had five last night in their ball game against Midland. Now Hastings with a base runner here at first base, and A.J. Clark comes up there next. Clark, he had a single in the first inning of play, struck out in the second, grounded out in the fourth, flew out to left field, and produced a run in the sixth. He squares around the bunt here and pulls it back and takes the pitch outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes now to A.J. Clark. Season batting average of .311. He was only one out of five from the plate yesterday in the two ball games. A.J. looking to get something done here in the eighth inning with a man on at first base. As Daniel Nealon, a good lead down there at first. There goes the runner at first base. Ball hit right back to the mound. They go to second for one over the first base double play. So Mount Marty turns a double play even with Daniel Nealon going on a pitch. So a double play is turned here to get Hastings out of the eighth inning. And now Mount Marty will come to bat with a chance to tie this ball game up. Hastings scores no runs in the eighth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Mount Marty turns the double play, and the Lancers now come to bat in the top of the ninth to score. Hastings College 5, Mount Marty 4.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 402-463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of the Hastings and area athletes and teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mount Marty coming to bat now here in the ninth inning of play. Broncos the home team here this afternoon, so the Lancers will need one run to continue the ball game. And coming up there is going to be Matthias Gonsol. We're going to have a pitch hitter coming up. There's Mike Johnson. So instead of Gonsol, we're going to see Johnson. Mike Johnson comes up there now for Mount Marty to lead off the ninth inning here against the Mack Land. Johnson with a .242 batting average so far this season. 8 base hits and 33 trips to the plate. He's got 3 doubles. 3 RBIs, no home runs. So this is Mike Johnson up there here in the ninth inning. The Lancers will need a run to continue this baby here. Johnson is a left-handed hitter as he works against the right-handed throwing Mack Land out there. One ball and one strike here to Johnson. So they're playing the odds, and they'll send up the lefty here, working against the Mack Land. 5-4 is the score. Hastings in the elimination ball game, leading the Lancers of Mount Marty. There's a swing and a miss. Big cut there by Johnson, nothing but error. Now it's no balls and two strikes. Or one ball and two strikes on Mike Johnson, 1-2 the count. Mack Land looks in for the sign, trying to grab his team high fourth save here in the ball game today. Next pitch is swung on and missed, and he strikes out. So Johnson strikes out. Strikeout number one in the ball game for Mack Land. And Hastings just a couple of outs away from moving on here in the GPAC Championships to another ball game against the Sioux Falls Cougars. That would go at 4 o'clock this afternoon over at Lewis and Clark. Dylan Lambley comes to the plate next. Lambley had a .358 batting average during the season. There's a bouncing ball back to the mound. Land comes over here to first base, and they retire Lambley over here. So two up, two down here in the ninth, and now the Broncos just not away from getting out of here. This has been a hard-fought victory here this afternoon. Mount Marty has had plenty of chances. So little Justin Kemp will come to the plate next. He's 5'8", 150-pound junior out of Spearfish, South Dakota. And he's got the last hope here for the Lancers here in the ninth inning. 5-4 is the score. Hastings College holding on here in this elimination ball game. Kemp during the regular season at .304 batting average. There's a fastball delivered up there by Land. It's in there for a strike. Land just roaring back and throwing smoke here in the ninth inning. Base pads are empty. He's got a one-run lead. Land gets his sign here from his catcher in Jeff Hobbs. Here comes the next one. That's going to be a strike in the outside corner. So nothing and two now to Justin Kemp. The Broncos just a strike away from getting out of here. Mack Land, who relieved Addison Ives, who took over for Colton Williams today. Mack Land working from his full windup here, looking for the sign. He's got it. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and now he steps off of the rubber. So no balls and two strikes here to Justin Kemp. Ross Heine would follow him, and then we'll see the top of the order. If Kemp can prolong the game, here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, tap foul on third base side. So it kind of remains in no balls and two strikes. Hastings wins. We'll have another ball game coming up at 4 o'clock today. We'll take to the air just before 4, as we'll be running short on time getting to our next encounter over there at Lewis and Clark Park. So here comes the 0-2 pitch now from Mack Land. It's on the way. It's going to be down low for a ball. Blocked there by Hobbs behind the plate. Now one ball and two strikes. Midland has beaten Sioux Falls today 15-5. Midland, the only undefeated team left. Doan had a big lead over Morningside 8-1 late in their ball game. And Hastings College here with a 5-4 advantage over Mount Marty. Here's the next pitch. It just misses outside. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 the count. All the ball players over there from Mount Marty up against the fence in front of their dugout over there, hoping that their season will continue here. They need a run here in the ninth inning. Here comes the 2-2 pitch now from Land. It's on the way to the plate, swung on, tapped to the left side. That's going to get through there for a base hit in the left field. Mount Marty has got their tying run now on the base pads, and that one singles right on by Huey in the left field for a base hit. Picked up by Decker Brown, so a base hit here by Justin Kemp. And the season's still alive here for the Lancers, but there's two men out. Now Ross Heine comes to the plate next. Heine is the number 9 hitter in the batting order. He had a walk. He's popping out to the first baseman in foul territory that was caught. He has struck out once, and he's got a base hit. Base hit back there in the 8th inning. So now he comes to the plate again with a man out at first base. There's the pitch by Land. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes here to Ross Heine. LeMaster will guard first base over here. Justin Kemp is your base runner. Big gap here on the right side of the diamond between LeMaster at first, Daniel Nealon at second base. Land now working from the stretch. Runner stays put. There's a pitch to the plate that swung on and missed. One ball and one strike down to Heine. Land rubbing down the baseball as he climbs back on top of the mound here. Looks over here at the first base. Kemp not going anywhere. He represents the tying run right now. Two men out here in the ninth inning. Land working from the stretch again, and here comes the next pitch to the plate. Another fastball is swung out and missed. Final strike again. Two men out for Mount Marty here in the top half of the ninth inning. Down here at first base is Justin Kemp. Land not concerned with him right now. He's got Ross Heine in the hole, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here at the plate as Land will throw another one to the plate. Here it comes. Swung out and missed, and the Broncos win the ball game here this afternoon. 5-4 as Land comes on and strikes out two guys in the ninth inning. Hastings College is going to win the ball game here this afternoon. 5-4. Hastings will move on to another elimination ball game coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon over at Lewis and Clark Park as they will take on the Cougars from Sioux Falls. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon by a score of 5-4. We'll come back with a recap after this.
Sometimes a tire blowout is a good thing. The Spring Blowout Sale at your area CPI Mr. Tire. Take 15% off the Dean Quasar Plus all-weather tire, the Dean Wildcat Touring SLT, and the smooth-riding Dean Equus LSI. Great tires for travel with free mounting, balancing, road hazard warranty, rubber valve stems, and free rotation for the life of the tires. Only from your local CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon as they knock out the Lancers out of Mount Marty in our elimination ball game. Final score, 5-4. Hastings College wins. The Broncos now 27-21 on the season. They'll move on to the elimination ball game against Sioux Falls at 4 this afternoon. The Lancers wrap up their season 19-27. Hastings College hanging on down the stretch. The save here today is going to go to Mack Land, pitching an outstanding ninth inning there to get us out of the inning. And Hastings College wins it by a score of 5-4. We're going to have to push things along here this afternoon as Hastings College has got to pack up and get ready to go over to Lewis and Clark Park. So stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Russ's Market is your graduation headquarters. Personal attention is their first commitment, and they understand the importance of your special occasion. Russ's creates each cake as if it were their own. The cake specialist's goal is to create products their customers will be satisfied with. You will receive quality, made-from-scratch products at a 10% discount by using your Privilege Plus card. Also, choose from a wide variety of deli trays or salads. No order is too big or too small. Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings, where quality matters.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune.
Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings College went to this afternoon 5-4 over Mount Marty. Hastings getting two base hits in the ball game today from Sonny Huey. Also, Mack Land and Daniel Nealon. You throw the pitchers in there, they had a good afternoon today. Colton Williams went the first five innings. Mack Land getting the save for Hastings. Came up with some strikeouts there in the ninth inning to win it for the Broncos. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. Click on HD Media and Photos to view and order Tribune Sports and News Photos. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game today for Hastings College is going to be Mack Land. He gets the save on the pitcher's mound for the Broncos today, wiggling out of the jam in the eighth inning when he had the bases loaded and Mount Marty had cut the gap down to 5-4, and then coming out of the ninth inning, recording a couple of strikeouts. Then in the field when he was playing out in right field, threw a perfect strikeout to Jeff Hobbs to nail another runner at the plate, a potentially a scoring run there for Mount Marty. So Mack Land will be our player of the game today as Hastings College knocks off Mount Marty by the score of 5-4. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, just call 402-462-2131 or visit them online at hastingstribune.com. The Coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Celebrate Mother's Day the OK Cafe way with Mother's Day Sunday Buffet. This Sunday, the OK Cafe will be serving buffet from 11 to 2 with baked ham, roast beef, grilled chicken, shrimp, salad bar with all the fixings and homemade desserts. The OK Cafe will also be serving breakfast on Mother's Day morning, but from 7 to 10 only, no exceptions. Large groups are welcome and reservations are greatly appreciated. It's the Mother's Day Sunday Buffet. Call 402-461-4663 for your reservation.
The Jim Bovee Postgame Show is brought to you by Witt Plumbing. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664.
So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon, 5-4 over the Lancers of Mount Marty in the elimination ball game. As head coach Jim Bovee will join us for a couple of minutes before we need to pack up and get back out of here. But, Coach, a nice win for us today. We held on down the stretch. Mack Land, he's been the savior all year, and he did it today.
Land threw great in two places. He threw great in right field, getting us a huge out there, and then he threw great when he came in and closed, pitched around some defensive lapses. And it's a funny game because we had some defensive lapses, and we were on the ropes that inning, and then the same guy who had two of them makes the play of the game. And, as we've said all weekend, we have the safety net that we're going next week, but I really thought it was good for us to have a tight game, not one that was decided going to the eighth or ninth or the last two innings like yesterday was, one that we had to reach down and compete for, even though it isn't the end of our season. I thought it was good for us to have one to go through, and, of course, I obviously think it's good now that we came out on the right end of it.
Yeah, the safety net might be beyond the players' minds now. They think they're going to have a chance to maybe make a run here for the next day or so.
Well, I think so, and I think the way things got stirred up in the first inning got everybody kind of forgetting that this was a safety net game for us. I think got everybody focused on what was going on and raised the – even though there's real no bad blood between Mount Marty and ourselves, I think it just raised the stakes a little bit for both teams.
What happened in the first?
Well, what happened is you know, Rivera struck out, catcher dropped the ball and ran down to first, and the catcher threw it, hit him in the back, and they called him safe. And then Mount Marty coach came out and asked for a clarification. The base ump confirmed he was safe, and then he turned around and he came back and said he's going to protest it because he should be out. And if indeed Rivera was running outside the line, he should be out. It's not an intent thing. If you're not running in the 3-foot line and you interfere with the first baseman's chance to field the ball, you're supposed to be out. My whole thing was, why are we giving a guy a chance to argue it three times? You know, we called the play, we called it a second time, and now we're overruling it. And I referenced, my wife will appreciate this, I referenced the movie A Few Good Men, where Demi Moore says, I object, and the judge says, so noted, and she says, no, I strenuously object. I said, so is this is what it's come down to, if I strenuously object? And You know, and part of it was we got the wrong end of that deal yesterday when we had a guy, we made a throw to second, and Midland player did not slide, and we clearly have a rule that said he must slide in the force play. And their interpretation from yesterday was there was no intent to interfere. Well, it says you have to slide, and today there was no intent to interfere, but we got the short end of both calls. And so it got everybody worked up, and, you know, the right call was made when all was said and done. I just was not happy with the way it was made, and I thought those were the two turning points, the play by Huey in the eighth to get us out of the jam, and then us coming out after that long delay and shutting them down, Williams coming out and shutting them down in the second and giving us a chance to keep them from game momentum.
Yeah, it was a 20-25-minute delay there after the first inning. Players on both sides had to sit back and start the game all over again.
We did, and so I was really happy with the way Williams came out after that. You know, but he's a pretty composed guy. You know, the other play that was a big play for us was when they had full count, two outs, base load, guys running everywhere, and he was able to strike out a hitter on a curveball. Fifth inning, maybe that was. And so those moments were the ones that could turn the game around. Unfortunately, they turned the game for us.
Now Sioux Falls coming up next. That would not be easy here coming up at 4 o'clock.
No, you know, we got a healthy arm to throw. You know, as you know, I wanted Eisenland to throw. I was envisioning them maybe throwing in a different environment, but it's probably good for them to run out in a tight game and throw in that situation and build some confidence by our guys in them, as if, you know, they already have a lot of confidence in those guys, but just to reaffirm that. So we'll see how long LeMaster can go and see if we can swing the sticks with Sioux Falls. They're a good hitting ball club, you know, they're down to the last game, so we'll have to see how they come out.
Let's back up and get out of here.
All right, thanks, Mike.
See you in a few minutes across town. Jim Bovey, head coach for Hastings College. Broncos win it here in the elimination ball game 5-4. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Call Witt Plumbing and Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
So Hastings College wins it 5-4, the final score over the Lancers out of Mount Marty. Hastings scoring 5 runs on 8 base hits. They commit 4 errors today in the field. They leave 9 men on the base paths. Mount Marty scoring 4 runs on 9 base hits. They had 3 errors. They leave 10. So Hastings College is now 27-21 in the season. They will pack up, head across town. We'll head to Lewis and Clark Park. And we've got a meeting with Sioux Falls coming up here in about an hour and a half from right now. We'll have the game for you on 1230 KHIS. We'll be on there just a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock. Coach will be unavailable for a pregame for this one coming up because of the short turnaround time here, but we'll be on there with the play-by-play coverage right before 4 o'clock this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. But again, Hastings College went to here this afternoon over the Lancers out of Mount Marty in the elimination ball game by a score of 5-4. That'll wrap things up for Sioux City for a little while. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Sioux City.
The Jim Bovey postgame show has been brought to you by Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 402-463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. You've been listening to Hastings College Baseball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.